Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs Rod Flanish? Get Flanish,
Is there, and I'm just guessing here, some kind of medication that you maybe need a lot of and have taken none of, or maybe too much of today?
It is the 15th day of April, 2020, halfway through April. Are you kidding me already? My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. Lots to get to on today's show and two fantastic comedians to get us started. And that's where I will give you your quote for the day. Today's quote comes from, believe it or not, George R.R. Martin. And it could not be more perfect for this moment in history. Laughter is poison to fear. I know we're all afraid and we have good reason to be. A smile is a step in the right direction and laughter is the poison to fear. So let's have a good time today. We'll do our best to make you laugh. In fact, we'll enlist two of the greats for some help, Jim Gaffigan and Dimitri Martin. Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show.
I like meat, I do. But you know who seems to be really obsessed with meat? Are vegetarians. You know, for people that don't like meat, they seem to eat a lot of vegetables that are mashed up and shaped to look like meat.
I find meat repulsive. I'll have a veggie burger with fake bacon, and can you serve it to me dressed like a cow? I don't like meat. I just like to call meat late at night and hang up. Let's drive by meat's house. Does meat ever ask about me? I don't care. I ain't missing you at all.
Never see that the other way. I will have the steak. And can you make it taste like tofu? My wife refuses to eat meat because she feels it's cruel to animals, which, interestingly enough, is the same reason why I don't eat vegetables. I'm a vegetable rights activist. Except for the potato, they can't feel anything.
I was in the supermarket and I saw they had prune juice for sale. And I had to stop because I was like, prune juice? I thought prunes were dried plums. What the hell is prune juice? How hard are we squeezing these prunes? Okay, that's 97 prunes. We have one glass. Should we keep going? There's no such thing as prune juice. That's plum juice. That's the reason you're a prune, is that we took the juice from the plum, leaving you, and then you took credit calling it your juice. What a move, prunes. I've never seen raisin juice for sale. But prunes are pushy. I mean, that's their nature.
Thing sucks.
Don't care.
All right. You guys are doing good.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. I'm Corey Cove. That's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Zach Halverson is here. We'll have Marnie Gellner on at 7:20. Our weekly check-in with the currently unemployed Marnie Gellner. That's today. Rosie later, maybe, right? No?
No.
Rosie's out today.
Yeah, Rosie's out, yeah. Hey, babe.
It'll piss you off. We're
like a little over a week away from the NFL draft. It's going to feel so weird to see something newsworthy being actually done. Horse tournament sucked. Eye raising is just a bunch of racial slurs and quitters. It's going to be nice to see something newsworthy. 1 week from tomorrow night. Round one of the NFL draft. Good morning, guys.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
Hi.
What the hell happened? We started early today.
Yeah, guy did it again. He doesn't break until like 5:28 because he goes on a 27-minute coronavirus rant.
Oh, good. That's what we all need.
Yep. So, that was fun. Then it turns us into like a 9-minute commercial break.
Good morning.
Shocker Clay.
Yeah, Shocker Clay.
Great point.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Paul.
You said newsworthy stuff a week from tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Thought you were going to transition.
I thought you had like, I'm very excited because...
Well, I mean, I may have somebody for us today.
Woo! What do you mean?
I have a draft expert that is joining us at 7:40.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm not kidding.
Like somebody from like a reputable place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was ripped for only speculating and not knowing anything about the NFL draft.
Is that right? Yep.
Yeah. I'm shocked it wasn't by you. Yeah.
Was it by an expert, a noted expert who, like, that's what they do for a living, they're a draft expert?
Yeah.
Somebody who knows offensive line like nobody else?
Mm. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations.
I didn't do anything.
So wait a minute, what's happening?
Look at that.
Oh.
That'll change your day.
Yeah. What's happening now at 7:40?
I have a draft expert coming on at 7:40.
We may have to do it sooner than that, by the way. We have Marnie today.
Oh, yeah, we can do it. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Do you think this your person can call earlier?
Yeah, I'll text him, yeah.
Okay, text him. Find out.
So it's a guy. We're narrowing it down.
Yeah.
Who do they work for?
I think the Four Letter Network, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. ESPN? Yeah.
That's right.
Hmm. Wow.
So yeah. I try.
Wow.
Ah!
All right.
It's a bit. It's a bit.
I get it now.
Hey, Corey. We don't really have an expert.
I was getting nervous because... I'm like, who did we book, and why do they have to be a secret? Because who cares?
Just wait till you hear who this expert's got going number one.
Can't wait.
It's incredible. Listen, you know what? Even if we have to do them earlier, we can. I'm sure they'll want to podcast it later.
Yeah.
And put it on Fan On Demand.
Yeah.
So yeah. You'll hear it throughout the day.
Is Fan On Demand now just coronavirus update?
I don't think so.
Is it just coronavirus keywords?
Could be.
Is it the national anthem?
Maybe it is.
Ooh. That'd be great. Why don't we do that?
We should
every day. That'll cure it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Why is everybody so sassy today?
I don't know. I feel sassy.
Yeah. Why is everybody sassy?
I know. I like it. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? How was yesterday?
It was fun.
Yeah, good.
What was yesterday?
You were home and we were here.
Yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. Remember?
I didn't do much. I played a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Which one?
The fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
That trying game wails.
Just screwing around or?
I'm trying to get through the story mode so I can get to the end and then I can have like...
you did say that, yeah.
Millions of dollars and...
Yeah, because you've already done it once, but on a wrong system or something.
The 360
that, right?
Back in the day. I can't believe this game's like 7 years old now. Maybe even older. God, they need a new one. Good.
We always think we have like some kind of light for Grand Theft Auto 6, and then it turns out it's either
fake
or yeah. Because we
have a tiny wiener.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry.
It's going to be extremely accurate for you in Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yep.
Hey,
yeah, I'm sure it'll be in the next 12, 13 years.
Right.
Well, they finished it before that. They have time now.
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, come on now. I don't know. I went back to Red Dead Redemption last night. Every now and again, I get excited to try to finish it. Or at least get to the point where the main tragedy everybody's told me about happened. So, I'm going to do that. I have to just get myself reinvigorated.
Just stop doing the side missions. Yeah, again, just use the main... Just do the main missions. You can get through it much, much faster than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more importantly, stop going to Valentine and getting your Johnson knocked around.
100%.
Why play the game?
How many baths do you need?
Yeah.
I'm a dirty man. I'm a dirty, dirty man, and I need him to get in there and clean things up.
How far into it would you say you are?
Let's see. Man, if I were to say the guy's name, I guarantee you it would. We're going to talk to some dude right now. Me and this one guy.
Dutch, oh, sure.
Yeah. Dutch is sending us to talk to this one guy,
And I think the name is like Tallywacker or something like that. I know it's not it, but it's something like that.
What's the guy have that you need?
He's telling us that the Pinkertons are on our tail.
Oh, my goodness.
That's...
What?
Isn't that like the first or second bit?
No, it's not that. I've been playing it for a while.
Midway?
Yeah.
It's about midway, probably.
But have you gotten to the part where you, like, burn down the crop field? Have you gotten
that
far?
Okay, so that's about halfway.
Have you gotten to all the major cities? Like, what is it? Is it Saint-Denis? What is the last?
Have you been there?
Yeah, one day I just rode around.
Does it count?
Right? Yeah, I got there. Yeah, sure. I just need to commit myself. But I'm not always sure, like, I'm on a main mission. I just, like, where there's a yellow dot on the map, I go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever they tell me to do, I try to do that.
That's the way to do
it. That's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
And if somebody like yells at me, "Hey, can you help me?" I just keep on riding. No way, bitch! Is what I normally say.
Right, because if somebody's on the side of the road yelling for their help, that's exactly what it is. Is you're going to have to take them on a 15-minute horse ride back to their town, and they're going to give you $5.
Anybody got time for that?
No one's got time for that. Or fix their buggy.
Right. I don't want to help you fix your buggy.
Yeah.
I do like when it's a scam, though.
Your buggy.
The ones where they're yelling for help, and then as soon as you hop down to help them, they pull out a gun and try to rob you, so you just blast their face with a shotgun.
It's basically round one, fight.
I choked a guy to death yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good for you, man.
Well, playing the game, or was that your penis?
Both.
While playing the game.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was in a camp, and I was looking for Mr. Tallywacker or whatever.
Mr. Tallywacker.
That's not his name, but it's something like that. And I rode up on this camp. Me and the dude, as I was following the smoke, you know, because I was on somebody's trail, and there were two guys in the camp, and they got all throaty.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to choke them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Does that ring a bell to you?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It is always fun when they're half asleep or asleep, and they're like, "Get up on out of here," and you stab their face.
Yeah, they're like, "What are you guys doing here?" I'm choking you.
Killing you.
Start playing that game again.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love it when they give you the option to either interrogate or choke them to death. Seems like a wide gap between those two, but not for our
But ask him a couple of questions.
Right, yeah.
Commit murder.
Right, yeah.
No in between.
Yeah.
No roughing them up.
Curtsy or choke them to death.
Yeah, it's fun, man. That's a fun game.
My liege.
Incredible game.
Every time I go back to it, there are such wide gaps between my time playing it, I have to remember how to play the entire game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get used to all the buttons again.
I punched my horse a few times trying to get on it. Ooh,
that's not good.
It's always the worst. Poor Gerald.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to get down the hill and shooting the wolves?
Well, you saw me. I had to do it twice, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the first bit.
Yeah. I know, but I figured it out. I don't know. I'm going to finish
fun,
it. I'm committing to you guys. I'm going to finish
it. I might start playing it again.
It was a fun ending.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
It's a great ending.
Are you talking about like the actual ending to the story or the ending to the epilogue? Because I'm in like part two of the epilogue. I haven't completely finished it yet, but I'm just...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, when like Marston's doing farm work.
Yeah, stupid.
I mean, it got better after that, but for the first 20, 30, 40 minutes, it's just, what am I doing? I'm doing chores?
We have to bring those bulls back in. It's like, come on, I want to shoot people.
You are legitimately pitchforking horse crap for a couple of
minutes. Well,
what am I doing?
Sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, you're raising a barn. I don't want
to
do that.
Do I get to choke somebody?
Then I got good again.
No,
there's no choking.
Then I got good.
It's the weirdest thing.
Can I choke a horse?
It's weird.
I think the chickens you can, right?
Yeah, you can choke the chickens.
Right.
John Creasel keeps sending me pictures of a guy choking a horse.
Oh, my God.
Or at least he could.
He's obsessed. He's literally obsessed with that man's penis. I mean, let's just say it as it is. And I love John. John's one of my besties, but he's obsessed with that man's penis.
He is. I got something for you today, Corey Cove.
Go.
Have you heard the live in studio from Sirius XM of Puddle of Mud doing the cover of Nirvana?
No, I have not.
What?
Uh oh.
Puddle of Mud sucks.
Yeah, you know.
No, I actually like Puddle of Mud.
I like their music.
Nope, not Dove.
Hawk for sure.
Hockey and Smitty Ooh.
That would have been my next guess.
Smitty Ooh loved Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
Suck.
Yeah, they're awful.
What? It's on Blurry.
We used to call
Blurry's
it Puddle of
Mud.
No,
Control is great.
Play Blurry. Great point.
See?
Oh, yeah, it's an all right song.
I told you, a minute ago, they were the worst band in the world.
Yeah, they're not great. We used to call them.
Well,
sure.
Maybe
I love that.
Maybe I'm the one.
It's a good song. I like that intro. That's a pretty cool intro.
What is the like instruments used here?
That's just a guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
And a little drum.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm going to choke your ass.
Jeez.
I am. I'm just going to choke you. I'm going to follow
Paul
the smoke.
Got to the bottom of that one.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, thanks, Inspector Gadget.
So you don't like this song, Corey?
I don't.
Really? Wow. Don't like this one? You like this one?
This is a great song.
This, come on, this is kind of a good song. Come on. When
no,
the fade
I don't care
in here,
this one either.
Like a raging booze bag.
Oh yeah, they have a DUI in Minnesota.
Yeah, didn't he get in trouble for like flying a helicopter drunk or something like that?
Yeah, he drinks a fair amount. Yeah.
What about this one?
Forgotten.
I didn't know they had three songs.
Yesterday.
You can sing.
Well, I didn't
Zach.
Know he was here.
Forgotten.
Now that I've got your palette all ready to go, would you like to hear his cover of Nirvana?
Oh, my God.
This is literally, I'm not even kidding you. This is real. Mm-hmm. This is from SiriusXM. It's the bass player, two guitar players, and the lead singer, who's also playing guitar, doing a cover of Nirvana's I Need an Easy Friend. That song, you know?
Can I ask you a quick question?
What's the name of that song?
To Corey?
I
Isn't
do,
that in Bloom?
No.
I do. Take advantage of you hear me out to dry and I can see you every night.
Is that about a girl?
Yeah, about a girl. Thank you. You want to hear their cover of it?
Can I ask a question?
I'd like you to wait till the song's over. I'm going to choke your ass. Go ahead, tell me. What's your question?
I'm either going to ask you questions or kill you.
That's fine.
Go ahead, tell me. Ask you a question.
Yeah, my question's really not that good at this time.
I'll do that.
But, percent chance this is like where all of us are gonna be like, wow.
Well, you
that
know
was
me.
Amazing.
I'm a pretty positive guy. I'm not gonna load in something that sucks.
Or will he? Hey, Paul, do me a favor. When this song starts, name all the instruments you hear.
Okay. Like out loud?
Yeah. Share with the class.
I'm going to choke you till your head pops off.
Yeah, it'd take you a while. I got a giant head. You'd need a lot of blood flow up there.
Puddle of mud.
Guitar, bongos.
It was a guitar and a singing voice. It sounds, and I'm no expert, it sounds like he's trying to sing and gargle paint at the same time.
Hmm.
A lame attempt at humor, swing and a miss.
What color paint?
Yeah. Blue. Mm. My only guess, and by the way, you got to see the face he's making when he's singing this.
I can't even imagine.
The poor guy. Because here's what I think probably happened. Pretty easy song to play on guitar. You know? Everybody knows it. Great song. Good words. I think they must have just decided on the way to the studio they were going to do it.
Mm.
And they'd never done it before. Because he could not.
Probably a mistake.
Yeah. And he wanted to sing it the way Mr. Cobain did. And then the first line hit, and he had to know, I'm in trouble here. We've all sang things that were out of our range before. But I'm not kidding you. After the second line, when I realized I couldn't sing it in that key, I would have stopped the song. I would have. I'd have been like,
you know how yesterday you were talking about how Sia does that intentional voice crack in the chorus, and it's just incredible, right?
Yeah, right.
To have that much control and just nail that little voice crack every time.
Yeah.
Cobain's voice cracks all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that twang, but it's controlled. And even when Kurt loses a little bit of control, it still sounds nice.
Yeah.
This dude, Wes, or whatever the hell his name is, he's just twangy screeching the whole time. He's trying to capture Cobain's twang, and he's nowhere near it.
Yeah. This is the real one. Cleanse your palate a little bit. From MTV Unplugged, Nirvana.
Bongos.
Oh, boy.
It sounds like he's doing a duet with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
I need it.
Or Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, my Lord.
That's hideous.
Yeah. The real version. So there you go. That's for you, Corey.
Yikes.
Man. I should have sent you the link so you could see the look on his face, man. He's just like, oh, what did I do?
I'll put it up on the Power Trip page.
I wonder if we're allowed to.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Good call, Hogs.
Sing it, Wes.
You hate me all the time.
Front Page Sports is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Yeah.
Just a puddle of mud cover, too?
I'm going to choke you.
Or talk to you.
Listen to this. Just listen to this.
Did you even hear the music I just played for you?
You know when you're really thirsty, like after you've been out running in the sun?
Mm-hmm. No.
And you take a drink of water and it just hits the right spot. That's what that is. That's just so right on the money, man. And it's silence. It's just silence. There's nothing going on, Corey. And then... God, it's so good.
I feel the same way about when the drums kick in Sad But True.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Great point.
Or any Power Man 5000 song.
Sell the kids some fruit. Wear the change of moods. Strange Narragansett. Man, can you imagine, like, you're the producer. What's that dude's name from Garbage? What the hell is that guy's name?
Butch something?
Yeah, yeah.
Butch Vig?
Butch is sitting in the studio, listening to them record this song. And he must just say to himself, is this my banker? I forget your name. Make my account wider. There's a lot of money coming in for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Chuck.
Yeah, right.
It's your cousin.
I mean, how do you not?
Marvin Berry?
You have to, when you hear this for the first time, you have to say to yourself, these guys have done it.
Yeah.
These guys have done it. This song in particular, even more so than Smells Like Teen Spirit to me. This song sounds gigantic to me. It's like, no wonder this wasn't the first single.
But when it's so different, I wonder if it is instantaneous.
I wonder. Right? Yeah, now it seems amazing. Like,
it's hindsight, so you're like, clearly they had everything. Nirvana was a huge deal, and they changed music. But it may have been super foreign. So he could have said, wow, this really rocks, but I don't know if anybody's going to give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
I'd love to interview him. I think I'd like to interview him even more than, like, Grohl or Christ.
Butch Vig,
yeah. He's from Madison, I believe.
Sure.
I think all of Garbage, except for the lead singer, were from Madison.
Shirley.
Yeah, yeah. And she's great, too, by the way.
Yeah, Garbage, great point.
I'd rather play this. Have you ever seen a year and a half in the life of Metallica?
No.
Any of you guys?
No.
No? Okay.
It's a long documentary,
but it's
right?
It's two parts. It's the making of this record. Hold on. Here comes that Corey's part. Hold on.
Yeah. Just the best Metallica song ever.
Oh, this song rips. Boom.
Songs that if I worked out every day of my life for the rest of my life,
yep.
I still would look lame coming down the aisle to a WWE match to this song, right?
Yeah.
But this is the kind of song I wish I was 6'8".
Yeah.
You know, 280.
Yeah.
And just intimidating as hell.
Yep.
And then I walk down the path to this.
Yeah, and just so ripped.
So ripped.
So muscular.
See, this is the kind of song that I wish I could walk into Doc Brown's warehouse, over to my guitar, turn it all the way up in front of that giant speaker, and play this well. Not just play it, but play it well. You know what I mean? God.
Is this a tough song to play?
Not
probably
really.
Not. I don't know. I've never played it. Corey, you play this?
It's not. Yeah, it's not that bad.
This song rips.
Anyway, a year and a half in the life of Metallica is about the making of this record. And then after that, the next half of it is the tour for this record. It's really a fascinating documentary. In fact, the first time I ever bought it, it was on VHS cassette. That tells you how long ago it was. But it was two VHS cassettes. The first half was the making of. The second half was the tour. But Bob Rock was the guy who like basically shaped this record for these guys and made it palatable to all of us. And, man, the contentious relationship. At one point, Kirk Hammett, the guitar player, is supposed to be doing solos. And he comes in and he says, they go, are you ready for the solos? He goes, yeah, man, I'm just going to feel it and just wing it. And Bob Rock looks at the camera and goes, that means he's a lazy guitar player who didn't prepare anything. I mean, they really, they went after each other, man. It's fascinating, man. Mm. It really is. But, man, did that tension produce a record? Holy moly. Sad but true. That's good stuff. All right, hold on. We'll do this now.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Ryan Pasiga Criminal Defense.
Thanks, Ryan
Pasiga
Criminal Defense.
Appreciate you very much, man. Thank you.
Shocking absolutely no one. NASCAR's Kyle Larson was fired for using that racial slur in the live-streamed virtual race over the weekend. Fired by Chip Ganassi Racing. He's 27 years old, 6 career cup wins. Finished a career best 6th last season in the standings. Fired.
He had 6 cup wins. No kidding.
That's what it says. I've never heard of him until
this
week.
Right. Yeah. I just,
that, well, he's, he was, yeah, he was on the rise. He was a good driver.
No doubt about it. And a really good dirt track racer. That's what he'll do. He'll go back to that. You can make a living doing that and basically fade into some sort of national obscurity
and try to rebuild your reputation, but I don't think he'll ever be able to.
But Chip Ganassi Racing even said that yesterday, that at some point they think he could even work his way back into their team way down the road, but just right now they didn't have a choice. Just sit in your stomach for all of us today. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank account. It doesn't matter if you are struggling to live check to check right now or if you're just sitting fat. They're saying he may have made an eight-figure mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I buy that.
Let 100%. That sink in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I buy that 100%.
Sauce, how many dollars is an eight-figure mistake?
$10 million or more.
Paul?
Yeah.
It did something.
You did something right.
Yeah. You know, though.
Well, I have that kind of money, so I know what that kind of money is.
I mean, we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we all wouldn't make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But what a, I have nobody to blame but myself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mistake.
Mm-hmm.
What an absolute look in the mirror and say, you are an absolute idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you just did that. And let me, I said this to Zach the other day, and I don't think he agreed with me, but I think between that and what happened to Bubba, I would bet the real drivers start to fade away from this iRacing.
Just in case?
Yeah, but just...
It's not worth it.
It's not been good for anybody.
Right.
Right.
It's been good for some of the fans. I mean, millions of people. I mean, the two things that have happened is one guy rage quitted.
Which...
Bubba Wallace.
Just don't do that. You don't... That's very easy to not quit. If people are paying you to play the video game, you don't get to rage quit and keep the people that pay you. And then the second one is a very, very easy thing to do. Like, it should be easy. And if you...
What, to not say the N-word?
Correct.
Should be
easy. If you are worried about that slipping, maybe don't do a public thing. Oh, don't do anything, really. But don't put yourself in the public eye. I mean, that was the stupidest thing any... athlete, anybody in sports has done in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it doesn't go away. I hope people aren't scared away because it was a really cool thing and it still is a cool thing.
Were people watching it, though? Were the ratings good?
Yeah,
relatively,
I would assume, because it was the only thing.
Yeah, it was second. The last race, the one that they had in virtual Bristol, was last week when... It was like second in the 1849 demo.
How long are these races on TV?
They only take about an hour.
About an hour. They do about 100 laps.
Yeah.
It depends on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a full thing.
And I feel where you come from, Zach, and I understand people appreciate it, but if I'm the team manager for Chip Ganassi Racing, and again, I'm not, even if I think my drivers are good guys, I would never use the N-word, ever. I would not allow my big-time on-the-rise driver to do this anymore.
Just in case.
I really wouldn't. Because who knows? I never would have thought a Bubba Wallace was going to rage quit like meat sauce at a basketball game. You know what I mean? I would never.
Yeah.
But you know him, and you know that might be a possibility because you've been around him every day. So you don't let him do this. And maybe, and probably not, but you probably know this kid is capable of saying something ridiculously stupid. And let's be honest. We all know that person who's ridiculous and says stupid things. You say, I'm going to remove you from that situation. It's my job to make sure that you don't put yourself in that spot. I wouldn't be shocked if some drivers are instructed to just kind of let this go by. For young drivers on the up and coming.
Garbage.
Yeah, it's garbage, Macho Man. You're so right, dude. I don't know. If you're a young driver on the up and coming list there, it's great for you because you get your name out there, especially if you're good at it. You probably are because you're a kid. But I can't imagine a star having anything to benefit from this.
Do you guys remember the Netflix documentary series Tiger King? Familiar with it?
God, it rings a bell.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks ago it was a big deal. We all watched it.
Have we talked about it?
Yeah, we talked about it almost every day. Do you guys remember the show?
One that Lieber shamed me about?
I think so,
yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember.
Do you guys remember the tattoo that John had right above his junk?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Property of Joe Exotic.
That's right,
Property of Joe Exotic.
That's
and
right.
He had to get it touched up after the whole thing fell apart at the end, right?
And he felt bad for his tattoo artist.
Did you guys see the Von Miller story?
No.
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 You're familiar with Broncos star defensive player, future Hall of Famer, Von Miller.
Good player. Yeah.
Great player.
106 sacks in his career. Right? He's a dominant player, right?
Wow.
It's his job.
Those are good numbers for a female porn star.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of where this is going.
Ooh.
The whole point of being an elite rusher is sacking the quarterback as many times as possible. Below his belly button. And I would argue, what, bikini line, I guess, is technically where the ladies would say this is put?
Right by the treasure trail?
Yeah.
Right at the top of the path.
Okay.
It says Sackmaster.
Mm.
New tattoo for Von Miller. Sackmaster.
Come on.
I've only seen it on one site, so I definitely...
He just showed it to me.
I definitely thought, like, is this a bit?
Real? Yeah,
no,
right,
he,
right.
That's his account. Instagram or whatever. Yeah,
but still, he could be playing a bit on us all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
right.
I was skeptical, but it looks legit. CBSSports.com has it. He's got Sackmaster right above it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's permanent.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know what else that is, Corey? That's really a painful spot to get a tattoo as well.
Mm.
And you're going to go and put that there. I mean, I'd put that like on my forearm so people see that. And, oh, if I were going to put Sackmaster.
One of the worst superheroes ever.
Yeah, what is he? What's his?
Oh, I guess it
depends.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, you're familiar with them as well.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Construction delays have happened due to coronavirus. Although they still believe that the stadium will be ready on time if football starts on time here this fall. However, Las Vegas has admitted they do have backup plans. Plan B, if the Raiders stadium is not completed before the season starts, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and San Diego are all Plan B. They're all 4 to 6 hours away.
Hmm.
But Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and San Diego would be options if the Vegas stadium is not ready.
Hmm.
Whoops.
So I would assume with that means that the Chargers old stadium hasn't been torn down.
I mean, probably.
What is that, Qualcomm?
Yeah, Qualcomm, yeah. You've been there, right?
I have, yeah, a couple times. Yeah, it feels like a giant high school football stadium.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think is that one of the ones that's a baseball stadium, too, or at least it was?
I think it was
May of the Day.
Yeah, Padres play at
Petco.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm. Man, yeah, I know this sounds like a braggadocious thing to say, but literally, I have a hard time remembering which stadium is which, unless we've been there a lot, like Detroit and obviously Chicago. Man.
Petco Stadium's in a cool area.
Any of you guys been to Chicago for a football game?
Yeah.
No.
For a hockey game. I've been to Chicago.
In the football stadium.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went to a Winter Classic there?
It was called the Hockey City Classic, and the Gophers played the Badgers in at Soldier Field. So,
man,
pretty cool place.
Nobody cares!
Okay. I saw Dave there.
Nobody cares!
Dave Bergeron?
Yeah, Dave Bergeron.
The NASCAR reporter?
Yep.
No kidding.
No, Spain.
Yeah, it was just him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was Dave Mustaine, and he just stood up there, no microphone, and just went, sweating bullets. I'm like, this is getting old. Let's go.
Man, then Sauce is in the crowd going, somebody's currently playing drums.
You must have good seats if you didn't have a microphone.
I can hear him.
Yeah. Well, it was
dead quiet. And then you told everybody around him. You hear that banging noise? It's a drummer. Dak Prescott admitted having dinner with fewer than 10 people, and he said he was not having a party. He said he takes this stuff very seriously. TMZ begs to differ, right? The photos that they released looked like it was a hell of a rager. That's a lot of food for 10 people. I don't know.
You should see me eat.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Oh, yeah.
I walked out of Pancheros the other day with two burritos.
Did you like go on your phone and be like, hold on a second. I guess, yeah, they'll have the same thing.
No, didn't do that at all.
No, he doesn't.
A lack of shame.
In the quarantine, who cares?
Yeah, and the manager there at the one in Brooklyn Park, like, we've gotten to know each other a little bit. He knew it was for me. I wasn't going to try to fool this guy.
Yeah,
who once cares? For now, once for later, unless I'm still hungry after the first one.
Then I'll eat one and a half.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
That queso.
Yeah.
It's that elite. Damn queso, Corey.
It's elite. And as you said, Hockey, they mix it all up together.
They use a special spatula.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's a special spatula, Corey.
Mm. All right. Take your word for it.
I'd pay a lot for one of those right now. Great tune.
How about our guy Cousins? Thinks it might be refreshing to play in front of no fans.
Yeah. He got destroyed on the internet yesterday.
I don't know why. I thought that was kind of an interesting take.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's an interesting
they're
take.
Used to practicing with pumped in crowd noise anyway. He's like, it might be kind of interesting without smoke and fire coming out of dragons to try a game to no one. Clearly, he would choose the other way if possible, but he's just saying it might be kind of different.
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying that?
Yeah, people just look for any reason to hammer on him, though.
Yeah. I'm on Team Kirk.
Say it.
Nice story.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
KFAN.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Wednesday, April 15th. Would have been tax day. Would have been tax day, but we got that extension. What do we got? 3 months left? 2 months left? 3 months left?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey,
yeah,
speaking of that,
so, yeah.
Speaking of that, today's the 15th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Would have been.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what you were just saying. Can you believe this? 3 months ago today, my knee surgery.
Three months ago. Hogs, good for you, babe.
How about that? Yeah, thank you, Dr. Andrea Soderbach.
You think it feels like more or less?
Quincy Orthopedics. It feels like less. Seems like it was yesterday.
Well, with what currently, you know, is going on,
agreed.
It felt like it was 2 years ago.
No kidding. It feels like that for you?
Yeah,
for
it does,
me,
yeah.
Man, it feels like a minute ago.
But I'm glad, because, I'm glad
it does. Of course, yeah.
And you're, that's more important.
How's it coming? Good.
That's private.
Getting there? Yeah, it is. It's good. You know, everything that Andrea and everybody at the Twin Cities Orthopedics said it was going to be, it has been. The first couple of weeks were very, very tough. After about 2 months, it started to feel okay. And most days, it feels great. About every third day, it hurts for no reason. Mm. And it feels weird because it's not, there's where, you know, my normal parts aren't there anymore. I don't have my human parts. I have different parts inside there. And so, like, I can't feel my knee at all. Like, I don't, it used to hurt every moment of my day. I don't even know I have a knee right now. Hmm. It's the weirdest thing, but it's so much better than it used to be. Yeah. And I can walk up and down steps. Every day before I go home, I walk up to the 10th floor and come back down.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's been weird because I can't do all my, my PT because of thing everything's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to do it myself, and a lot of masturbation for PT in my
your plan?
My personal
You're
plan.
On the
yeah.
air.
What's that again?
Dude, the hotline's ringing.
I don't know.
Oh, is it?
Hold on. Let me get that. I'm going to put them on.
Oh,
this you guys
is probably,
talk
oh good. I'm glad he called. I
the draft guy's calling early?
Yeah, I told him to call, but at, like I thought 6:20 would be great because 6:40 we'd do all that other bit. But yeah, this guy yesterday... Mel Kiper Jr. gave out his newest mock draft, so I thought, why not have a draft expert? And this is our guy. His name is Martin Moistchew. Martin, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
This is Paul Lambert from KFAN and Corey Cove. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you guys.
Hockey, too. Don't forget Chris is here, too.
Oh, yeah, and hockey, yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I heard you're a draft expert, and we were told that we needed to have a draft expert on, so you're the guy.
Well, thank you very much. I've been working over at the Four Letter Network now for some time. I'm the direct assistant to Mike Kiper Jr., and I got a pretty good list of things here. Been doing a deep dive for you fellas, so thank you for having me on KFIN.
That's great, man. All right, so can we go through a mock draft? Can we go through the first 5, 6, 7, 8 picks?
Well, of course I can. I'm an expert. That's what I can do, man.
All right, I'll give you the team, and then does that work when we talk about this whole...
I'm sorry. Would you please stop talking?
I'm sorry. Are you Southern? Yeah.
I'm sorry. What now?
Are you Southern? How do you...
From the South.
You said that weird.
I'm from the great state of Mississippi.
Oh. Yeah, that's Southern.
That's
Southern?
What, do you guys want to talk about the draft?
So the first team on the board is the Cincinnati Bengals, Martin.
Thank you. Yes, that's correct. Interesting point. What's your name again, son?
Corey.
Corey, interesting point. I'm Martin Moistue. And like you guys know that I think it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the first pick is going to be a quarterback, the kid out of Hawaii Technical College, Sean Sheets. runs a 3.1 under 40. Rather fast kid. Doesn't know his ass from a hole in the wall, but let me tell you, that kid can run. And I do believe, I think they got themselves a quarterback of the future in Sean Sheets.
Sean Sheets?
Sean Sheets.
Okay. Pick two is Washington.
Washington. Do you even pick number two, Kyrie?
It's Corey. Oh, C-O-R-Y.
That's what I thought. That's what I said. Right now on my list, my big board, I have Pink Steelmuff.
Say that again?
Pink Steelmuff. Tackle out of Floyd State. 6'1", 438 pounds. Good kid, real strong kid, likes to eat.
That's a huge bitch! How large is this person?
I'm sorry, who's this talking to me?
This is Paul Lambert from KFAN.
Please, could you speak distinctly? Have a hard time. His name is Pink Steelmuff, from a football family, as you know, out of Floyd State. They're a big kid, as I said, 6'1", 438 pounds. Likes to eat, unlike what I hear about you, young man.
We just met.
What's your name again, sir?
That's Paul. Can I ask you a question? So you got Sean Sheets going one.
Sean Sheets going number one.
You got Pink Steelmuff going two.
Pink Steelmuff going to be number two out of tackle out of Floyd State.
Does Steelmuff know the difference between his asshole and the hole in the wall?
He does. He's a smart kid. Likes to eat. Smart kid. Likes to play football. And big fan of Snuffleupagus.
Okay.
Oh, neat.
Sauce, who's pick three?
Say that again for me. I'm sorry. What's your question, sir?
The third pick is the Detroit Lions. Who's picking? Okay. Or who are they taking,
sir? I can't understand a damn word you're saying.
The third pick
okay.
in the NFL draft.
That's right. I'm a big board out of the Ozark Mountain Valley University Daredevils. 4'8", 311 pounds. A defensive tackle. Ruin widespread.
Ruin?
Ruin. R-U-I-N. What are you, dumb?
It's 4'8".
Ruin. Ruin widespread.
Okay.
Great defensive tackle. Creates a lot of havoc inside there. Not a big guy. As I said, he's 4'8".
Does he like to eat?
He does. He doesn't hate it. I'll tell you that. But, you know, Ozark Mountain, University State, the Daredevils, good defensive tackle college. Don't know if you guys know this or not. Ruin widespread. A mother is in the film industry.
Okay. Her name?
She's an actress.
Yeah, her name?
Really? First name, really?
We're talking to Martin Moistue.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, sir?
Martin Moistue.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Who's a draft expert with your fourth pick, the New York Giants.
New York Giants obviously got a big need at quarterback still, and I know this is kind of a controversial pick, but out of Kentucky Jelly University, I do believe they're going to go with quarterback Sleet Glassbottom.
Okay. Pick five is the Miami Dolphins.
That's right. And this is where things get a little haywire on my big board. Now, I was talking to Mel Tillis Jr. about this earlier today, and we kind of disagree on this. For me, at number five, who was the team again?
Miami, sir.
Yeah, of course, Miami. That's what I said, idiot.
That's what he was saying to Mel Tillis.
That's what I said.
He was saying, you don't even know who pick five is, Mel.
Yeah, oh, that's what I told him. Well, I was having a conversation with Mel Tillis Jr. about the draft. And
MTJ.
That's right. And he said that he thinks Miami is going to go a little crazy here and take a long snapper at number five overall. I said, no. Wide receiver, 7'3", 110 pounds. You guys probably know him out of University of Minnesota. Fearless anal finger.
Fearless anal finger?
Finger. Yes, finger. F-A-N-G-R.
So far.
Do you not know anything about the NFL draft? Corey, who the hell is this kid? Is he an intern?
He also has a fearless anal finger.
So far, number one, you have Sean Sheets. Number two, Pink Steelmuff.
That's right.
Three.
Excellent recap. Keep going.
Ruin widespread.
I think that's a good. That's a damn
good defensive
player.
Tackle.
Yep.
Number four, you have Sleet Glassbottom.
Yep, his family makes boats.
Five, you have fearless anal finger.
Right.
One word.
That's right.
Number
six, the L.A. Chargers.
That's right. And now this, again, this might get controversial because the word on the street is this young man does not want to go to San Diego. A young man out of the Colorado School for the Horny. Scored a 3 on the Wonderlic. Not a smart guy.
I think he thought it was a different test.
But I'll tell you right now, guard likes to move people around. Name of Loud Lickin' Farter.
That's a terrible name.
Number 7 is the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, sir.
Can we do 4 rounds of this?
No, we can't.
Number 7, Carolina Panthers. You got 2 more, and then we're going to 8. Number 7, who do you got?
Well, this is, again, this, I think this is a hell of a story. And you're going to see a 60 on 60 about this on the Four Letter Network at some point, I'm sure. This young man has really overcome the odds. Out of Texas Catholic, I think you guys know where I'm going here. It's the one-legged punter, amnesia lost and found.
Okay.
You've incredible punter. To watch this young man do what he does.
You have a punter going 7th.
A one-legged, one-legged punter.
Sir, can I ask you a name?
Cover your mouth.
Yeah,
man.
Sir, gross. Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, sure you can. Go ahead. What's your name again?
Paul.
Damn, you're dumb. If you got to ask me a question, young man, go right ahead.
Is lost and found hyphenated?
Oh, dear God. Kyrie?
Kyrie.
Honestly, can you fire this young man?
I wish I could. I've tried.
I want to choke him until his head pops off.
Take you a while. And lastly, the Arizona Cardinals pick 8th.
Yeah. And this one, I'm pretty sure of. I think everybody already knows where they're going to go with this. The Arizona Cardinals need a quarterback, and they're going to go with Hill Valley State's quarterback, Merrick Goldie Wilson.
So,
political science major, good smart kid, and I think
he's gonna be mayor.
Gonna be
okay.
That's right, Mayor Golden Wilson at that's Hill Valley awesome, State University. So, that's my top 8 on the list.
Thanks,
right there.
Martin. Appreciate it.
Thank
man.
You. So, Martin had number 1, Sean Sheets.
That's correct.
2, Pink Steel Muff.
Thank you.
3, Ruin Widespread.
Hell of a player, man. Creates havoc in there, I got to tell you right now.
5, Sleet Glassbottom.
Did I tell you guys that his family owns a boat company?
You mentioned that.
Okay. Yeah.
5, Fearless Anal Finger.
Yeah, I mean, this guy lives up to his name.
6, Loud Lick and Fartin.
No, dear God, you're dumb. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but Jesus.
Oh, it was Jesus you had.
Who's the guy? Do you not know anything about the NFL?
No, who did you have 6? I'm sorry.
No wonder that guy hated your mock draft.
His last name is Lickenfarter.
Okay.
Now, if you want to be childish, you can be.
7, you had amnesia lost and found a one-legged punter.
I don't know why you have to say it like that. It's an amazing thing to watch the young man work.
And last but not least, you had Mayor Goldie Wilson going 8th overall.
Well, I ran out of time.
That's fine.
Hey, Paul, do me a favor.
Yeah, babe.
Never book a guest on this show again.
Thank you, Martin Moist Chu.
Who's this again?
This is Paul.
Oh, God. I really want to choke you till your head pops off.
Okay. You have my number. Call me.
Hey, by the way, I'd like to introduce you to Fearless Anal Finger.
Oh, right on.
I love this kid.
Yeah. Well, the Vikings won't get him because you have him going 5th overall.
Do you speak English, young man?
Yeah.
Well, see you later. Bye.
Bye. What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and then Chris will change your life with something else. Marnie Gellner in about 40 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
You get your podcasts.
KFAN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. 6:41. Thanks for tuning in. What is today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
So we're expecting the lovely and talented Monty Gellner will join us. Oh, shortest song ever. Dave's got some place to be, apparently. today at 7:20, she'll join us by Opal. No Rosie today.
No, you know what I don't get about that last one?
What's that?
How does that even work if you're trying to survey somebody? Like, do you like this? The second it kicks in, it's over.
Yeah.
Why even have that exist?
And you don't get to the chorus.
Not just.
Yeah.
You can take a lot of man.
I don't even understand it.
Hey, Sasha, you're excited about the PGA Tour announcement?
Yeah, I am. I think it's great.
I guess I should say what it is, by the way. The PGA Tour announced this week that it plans to resume its season June 11th through the 14th at the Colonial.
Which is a big tournament. Yeah, okay. Which I don't know all the details, if that means just caddies and golfers.
Yeah, my
which
guess probably, is no it, fans.
Yeah, probably will.
I'm
but
sure, yeah, right.
It'll I didn't be, read it, but I assume it's no fans.
Yeah, it'll be... You know, some normalcy, but that's a big tournament for them, and that just keeps them on track for the U.S. Open, the Players' Championship, and the Masters, which is in November.
Yeah.
And that is, there's all kinds of other things going on, but that's maybe the, other than tennis, the easier sport to have on TV. You don't need fans, you just need something to watch.
With no Olympics now, are we going to get bigger names at the 3M Open this year then, you think?
Huh. Yeah.
If they have it, obviously.
Can you imagine, though, if that golf tournament was this weekend?
Yeah.
People are craving anything.
Yeah, and the bettors, the gambling that will happen?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that is a return to normal for those of us who have a problem.
We should probably bet on that.
Well, yeah, I would normally never, ever, ever care about the Colonial.
I don't even know that I would know what happened.
Yeah, it's a big-time golf tournament.
Is yeah, right. Really?
Maybe in the golf world, but the mainstream the doesn't care. World.
Yeah, right? But they
the
will now.
The mainstream cares about the majors.
They will now. It'll be a ton of people watching. I wonder what the numbers were for the Masters replay. I bet pretty decent.
It's time for What Really Matters, scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, Chris will change your life with something else. It's brought to you by Center Point Energy.
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you, Center Point Energy.
UFC's Dana White still trying to be the first sport back in a lot of ways. He says he is now building out a major card for May 9th. Remember what this Saturday was supposed... I think it was this Saturday, right? It was supposed to be the big UFC, 249 or whatever it was? Fight Island, all that garbage. And then,
great point.
And then Disney and ESPN said, don't do this. So he didn't. Now he's saying May 9th. With a location to be determined. Is Fight Island back on?
Wow.
Fight Island would be sweet.
I still think that just start filming another season of The Ultimate Fighter. It makes sense to me.
Yep, I don't know.
I don't know either.
What really matters, though, is this.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Okay, here you go. Tree-climbing kangaroos, which is a special type of kangaroo, not just a regular kangaroo, it's a tree-climbing kangaroo, can jump to the ground from the height of a five-story building without injuring themselves. So they can be up in a tree and jump five stories and land and not be injured.
Cool.
Lucky. I've never even heard of a tree-climbing kangaroo before.
No.
Favorite breed.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what that tattoo is on your arm?
Yeah.
Just think how many kangaroos
giant tattoo
had to attempt suicide for us to learn.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just fine.
Right. Yeah. And just
Looks
think
like
of
the
poor kangaroo who needs glasses who's six stories up.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Should
have gone to Dr. David Whiting.
Yeah.
Should have gotten LASIK, you dumb son of a bitch.
He'd still be with us.
You guys ever been to Australia?
No.
Oh. My sources say Sauce refuses to go down under.
Is that right?
Doesn't make any sense,
okay. You're right. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the sources down the hall say you will never go to Australia, that you've been walking up and down the halls going, I'm never going down under. Ever. Ever. Ever.
I don't know why you like to keep seeing that.
He doesn't like it. He hates to look at him. It pains him to say it about
you. I don't know, man. They're just very adamant about it.
Yes.
I didn't know you were so anti-Australia.
Yeah. God, I'm with Martin Moyes, too. He hates you.
He doubts your grasp of the English language.
Just about everyone who comes on the show has some sort of hatred for me.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think so.
Dak Prescott still defending himself, saying he had a dinner party. It was fewer than 10 people. He said he did not have a 30-person rager like TMZ is reporting.
Come on, TMZ.
Who are you going to believe, TMZ or Dak? I lean TMZ.
Same. When was the last time we saw a story that TMZ had and they were wrong?
Right. I loved that during the Kobe Bryant thing, right? Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash. And so many people are going, well, it's TMZ, though. Yeah, TMZ's almost never wrong.
Yep.
They don't have a perfect record, but they're freaking good at their jobs. Right? that was the worst thing to play when Kobe's crash was breaking is, I doubt it's true, it's TMZ. If it's some website you've never heard of, that's one thing. TMZ's very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would lean towards TMZ, but who cares? Just... Isn't the bigger point here, Dak? Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Just if you're having 30 people over, you're really not taking this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are trying to be at least somewhat contained and do our best. That just shows you're not really trying.
Yeah, and when it comes to and whether you want believe it or not that the possibility of the NFL football season or college football season happening, it just takes one domino. If two players in the Dallas Cowboys organization get it in August, we're going, man, I know you're going to have a season because what about the teams that play in the NFC East? You know, it's...
Well, again, you have to test everybody.
Yeah.
And if those are the only two, then it wouldn't be a problem. But I get what you're saying. What really matters, though, is this.
Okay. Tom Cruise's daughter, her name is Suri.
Yeah.
S-U-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That means pickpocket in Japanese.
Hmm.
Okay.
I wish I was good at that.
Pickpocketing?
Yeah.
Like Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
That's what I said.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I can see how that'd be a real benefit.
Yeah, but...
Financially, it'd be great to steal people's money.
How do you practice it? Do you set up like a coat on like a coat hanger and then like pretend you're pickpocketing it?
I don't know. Why don't you look into it?
That's an interesting concept. I don't know.
How to pick.
There are certain situations where I'm sure I'm being watched by pickpocketers, though. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you can just kind of feel it.
Yeah.
Like you got to take your wallet out of your back pocket and put it in your front pocket.
There's a YouTube tutorial on how to be a master pickpocketer.
That's great. I would love you to watch that over and over again and try to pickpocket me.
Okay.
I can save you a ton of time. A ton of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Just follow my wife around Target. Wait till she leaves the cart by herself.
Yeah, that's not even...
Grab her purse and walk off. You need no skills.
That's not even hard. I mean, that's...
Right. Huh. She'll be three aisles down.
Right.
And then as you're walking out of the Target with the purse, she'll say, "Who would take my purse?" And I would say, "An amateur pickpocket."
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This isn't a tutorial on how to pickpocket. This is a tutorial on how to do card tricks. This guy's just doing card tricks, but he labeled it how to be a master pickpocketer.
Well, I assume it's similar skill sets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys.
Sleight of hand and how quickly you can get your hands in and out of things.
I'm going to bet you $1 million he misspelled pickpocket.
It's two words, right?
You tell me.
Yeah, damn it.
How many words is pickpocket, Paul?
It's one now. Oh, here. How pickpocket steal wallets. Here we go. More card tricks. Oh, no. As you were, I'm watching this.
Thank you.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, yeah. Hmm?
Kyle Larson got fired from Chip Ganassi Racing because he used a racial slur over the weekend during that virtual iRace. Hmm. Fired. Out a whole bunch of money. Posted an apology online, but you know nobody seems to care about those anymore. That's a no-win.
Yeah,
right?
That just sucks.
You could have the best apology of all time.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't change anything. What really matters is this.
You know what really does matter? I spent a large portion of yesterday afternoon kicking myself for not giving Carly a list of things she had to do for her dog.
Yeah.
And if you guys listened to the After Party podcast yesterday... excuse my language, and she wasn't joking. Carly asked us a bunch of questions. She didn't know anything about having a dog, and they have a puppy now. And she said, do I have to wipe off its wiener when it comes back in from using the bathroom?
After peas and stuff, right.
And we said no. And why did we say no?
I don't know. It's because we all genuinely felt like she was in a corner that she didn't want to be in, and she was trying to learn. And we were trying to be gentlemen and help. We blow a massive opportunity to troll her epically.
We should have said, like, yeah, not only do you need to wipe it off, but you need to use peanut butter on a wet rag. And that's what you use. That's the best way to clean it. It's antiseptic. And just have her do all kinds of terrible things to her dog.
Like, tell her to put like mouthwash on a Q-tip and then tickle it.
Yeah. And you, right.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get it clean. Otherwise, it's he'll rub his junk all over your couch, yeah. And your couch will stink. You got to mouthwash it with a Q-tip.
Yeah, and you got to get in there and check it out and make sure it's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. She legitimately would have, I think, and she even admitted it, she would have done just about anything as long as it wasn't too outlandish.
It may not be too late.
We didn't go crazy.
Yeah, right.
We might be able to.
Yeah, give it a week. We'll do it next Tuesday.
My turn or your turn?
Yours.
Oh, we can go back to this one. Yeah, the Raiders Stadium is supposedly still on track to be done. It looks awesome. I know you guys have seen the videos. It looks absolutely spectacular. Yeah. However, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and San Diego would be plan B if it's not ready. But again, organizers are saying they're just, you know, being prepared. They're saying they think it will be done despite coronavirus, despite some delays because of COVID-19. They think it's going to be ready. What's today? April 15th.
April 15th,
If you guys had to guess, again, forget facts, forget what, just your gut. Does the NFL season start the first week of September? Yes or no? I don't even really care about preseason. Does the regular season start the first week of September?
Yes.
Yes. You?
Is Yul Brynner here?
Yep.
I think yes. I don't think there's going to be 70,000 people in the stands, but I think the games are going to play.
Yeah, I would agree with you. There's so
much money on the line from a TV perspective. Yeah. I think they're willing to play as many games as possible just to get it televised. And again, in a lot of ways, the TV ratings are going to be, I mean, I don't know, 15% higher? 20%
higher? Yeah, way higher.
Everybody's going to be home.
Yeah, the radio ratings will be great.
Yeah.
This is very specific, but think about a market like us. If a Vikings have a home game, but they're playing a home game to no one, that's 70,000 people that are on their couch watching it.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
You got to think the TV ratings are way higher for games that are televised to no fans.
And then after a couple weeks, if let's say it's the first 5 weeks of the season are to no fans, they'll know how much the ad dollar will go up for TV because so many eyeballs will be on it.
It's like a dollar an hour.
I think it's very similar.
What really matters, though, is this.
Great point, Corey. I like the way you asked that. I know it's weird because you watch L.A. Law and stuff like that, but the insanity plea is used in less than 1% of all U.S. criminal cases. It just seems like every one of them, like parking tickets.
A lot of major ones.
That's insane. If you watch Bull, he didn't put up with that.
You still watch that?
Best show on television.
You're high.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's, what is that, on CBS? Right? CBS?
That is correct. Yeah, duh.
Here's the head of CBS talking to the writing staff at Bull.
You are nothing but garbage.
Wow!
That seems
That's mean. Aggressive. I've been told
you are nothing but garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, Randy. Stop.
We got a really great plot twist 2 seasons from now on Bull.
Doesn't matter. Nothing matters. No.
No. It doesn't matter.
It's not going to last that long.
No. Well, no, it's not that. It doesn't matter because whatever they do is gold. They don't even need to do a plot twist. I just want to see Bull figure S out.
Yeah. My guess is he wraps it up nicely in 42 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes less than that. Sometimes he's got a romantic interest he needs to take care of before the end of the show. That's right. You know, a bull's always on the lookout for a heifer.
There's not a lot of things I'm good at, but during when you guys are doing the radio show, I think I know how to pickpocket now, and I'm going to prove it on hockey during the break.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Go ahead and play Swish Swish with my Janky Jank while you're down there.
I don't see what's more likely, Chris, right now, this very minute, that Paul is a competent pickpocket?
Yeah.
Or he knows if pickpocket is one or two words. What is more likely?
I think he looked up the pickpocket thing, but I don't think either of them's like you.
The news is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip at 7:03. Marnie Gellner at the bottom of this hour. For now, Sauce and Corey and Zach and myself And speaking of you, Sauce, and Corey over there, I know it's early in the hour, but look how down and depressed he is. You got anything that would turn that frown upside down for him?
I actually do. Really? Thank you for asking, Christopher.
Oh, that's so great. Dude. Yeah.
The keyword for today, to text to 200-200 for a shot at $1,000 to help pay your bills, is home. Hmm. That's home to 200-200. Hmm. Home to 200-200.
Is this the like the literal home or like the metaphorical home?
It can be whatever you want it to be. Hmm.
Does that help you at all, Corey?
Very little.
I'm sorry, babe.
Well, he did his best for you.
I just wish I had some hope. I wasn't so bored. You know?
Yeah, right.
Wait till tomorrow.
get off the couch for that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Take a taxi to go get some pizza.
Oh, how good would that be, Hogsley?
Pizza's good. I enjoy to eat it. I enjoy eating pizza.
All right.
Pizza.
Keyword's home. It's time for the news.
It certainly is.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
Yes. Thank you, Grey Duck Vodka, and congratulations on winning the award you won yesterday. I can't remember what it was called, but I know you got a gold medal because you taste good.
Oh, good for you.
Good
for
and them. I agree well with said. That gold medal and the taste good part. Thank you, and thank you for sponsoring. The hard news. My name is Chris Hockey. I bring you the hard news. It's not always easy, Corey. That's what I do, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
A fourth COVID-19 relief package is headed to Governor Walz's desk. Legislators returned to the Capitol yesterday to negotiate the relief package, along with a deal to allow bars and restaurants to sell takeaway wine and beer during the pandemic shutdown. The package includes a wide range of changes to make life easier while public spaces remain closed.
Hey, back to taking a gut instinct shot at this.
Sure,
let's
please.
Just guess. If we just guessed that by September, the NFL would be back up and running, even if it is to no fans,
mm-hmm.
When do you think bars and restaurants will be open?
Whew. I think June, to be honest with you. I don't know that that's the right answer, and I may be wrong. I don't know how long the economy and folks can take it.
If you're looking at some of these stories saying that we may have to socially distance off and on for the next 2 years, right? They're saying that that's a possibility, that even if it's dying out, we still should probably be practicing social distancing until the vaccine's out and in effect. You can't wait 2 years, right? With restaurants, or they're all dead.
Yep.
So it's like you got to do something. So I wonder how long it's going to take for bars and restaurants to be reopened.
I think some of them will open sometime in May.
Hmm.
But back to normal, or what does open mean?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I just think that, I think, let's say a restaurant's capacity is 150, 60 people.
Right.
With so maybe limits.
Spaced a certain amount.
Maybe that is it.
But,
don't know.
And what's really important to a lot of these bars and restaurants, specifically the bars, is selling their booze. Their booze is expensive. The liquor tax is extremely expensive, and you got to move that booze because it's now just sitting as overhead without a way to move it.
Right. Outdoor patios.
Yeah.
I don't know. We shall see. I'm glad I'm not the one asked to make the decisions. Smart people do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Well said, Hugs.
A group of Minnesota businesses are asking for exemptions from Governor Walz's stay-at-home order. Walz announced an extension of the order last week, as you guys know. Legislators have been calling for Walz to allow more people to get back to work, especially at Main Street businesses. That's what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
An emergency insulin bill is headed to Governor Walz's desk. The bill will provide a safety net for Minnesotans with diabetes who can get a 30-day supply of insulin if they meet certain requirements. That seems like common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that gets
done.
And by the way, one other note about diabetes. It's been on the top of my head for a long time. I just haven't said it.
I know.
Make sure you check your blood sugar and check it often.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad you said that.
Appreciate that. Minnesota's oldest living woman is celebrating her 112th year.
Wood Hawk? Everybody's nodding.
I'm
so is he. Yeah, you have two thumbs up. That's probably rude.
What if she's listening?
Yeah,
she's a huge fan of the show.
I'm sure she's a sweet lady.
Yeah, she is. She's the best.
You respect somebody that's
I have a lot of respect. Absolutely.
112, you said?
112. Jeez. Erna Zahn. Her family arranged a parade of cars to go by her window at Oak Hills Living Center yesterday in New Ulm.
Yeah, her son, General Zod, battled Superman in the late 1970s.
Yeah, actually, was he available for her birthday?
It's actually Zahn. General Zod is in a cube floating around the universe with a hot babe and some tall dude.
The guy that looked like Nikola Pekovich. I believe his name was No.
Yes.
No. I think it was No.
Yes.
What a great bit. It's like it was on first.
And I was captivated.
Zahn called it the biggest surprise of her life. Visitors have been banned from the nursing home where Zahn lives because of the coronavirus. So happy birthday, Erna Zahn. 112 years.
Wow. Way to go.
Yeah, that's cool. Good for you. God bless.
That a girl. Here's go get some Raising Cane's, more. Man. Or lady, I guess.
That'd be really
good. Go celebrate
good.
With a Caniac.
That'd be really good today. Do you know where I can get that?
Yeah, drive-thrus are open.
Yeah, man, they are. The one in Maple Grove.
Hell yeah.
Stacked and packed with chicken.
Till I get there. Yeah. Then it's got six fewer chicken.
Sick brag.
I splurge and get that Caniac.
Oh, so good. I think I'm going to get that today. I think that's my...
You know what? I'm going to do it too.
You're welcome.
My goal for today.
New Brighton.
Do you still get it for free?
According to my wife, yes. According to my bank account, no.
According to your wife, she thinks everything at Target's free.
She thinks everything Randy does is free.
Technically is. He does do all that
great
work.
Point. He does. That she's right about that, yeah.
I think he already left, yeah.
The head of a zoo in Germany, very popular right now, he says that with the money drying up because of the coronavirus, he's going to have to feed some animals to some of the other animals.
Okay, Joe Exotic.
It's a real news story, by the way.
The circle of
Will you play I Saw Tiger, please?
Thanks. I think the song is just called I Saw Tiger.
You haven't listened to the second half of this?
Damn right I have.
There's one line he uses, I'm like, I don't know if that's appropriate, bud.
What is it?
Tell all the hunters. He talks about... when all the tigers die, and calls it a holocaust. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Surprised he seemed like such a smart guy.
Right, I'm like, it's probably
a higher meaning. We don't understand.
We don't get it. Yeah,
I'm like,
okay. Salava.
Salava.
The director of the new Munster Zoo told German media they've put together a list of animals that. They think are expendable.
Like snakes.
Yep.
She says it would be a last resort, and the snakes had cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. The zoo also would consider euthanizing animals rather than letting them starve.
By letting Joe Exotic take him out back and shoot him in the head.
Right. The zoos around the world have started the struggle, closed down because of the worldwide pandemic. All the animals are like, hey, just let us go. We'll find food. It's what we do. We're animals. And by the way, you look delicious, B-word. Direct quote from a llama, of all things.
No, that was actually a tiger to Carol Baskin's
was
ex-husband.
Really? Interesting. Today is World Art Day. where artists from around the world come together to celebrate all forms of art. The date of April 15th was decided in honor of the birthday of Italian Renaissance artist Leonardo DiCaprio.
Can Sauce name five artists?
Yes, I think that he can.
I know for a fact he can name exactly four. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
Don't write them down, just Sam.
Monet.
It's one.
We should come now, say.
Leonardo da Vinci.
It's two.
Michelangelo.
It's three.
That's three, right?
Yeah.
Banksy.
It's four.
And, of course, how could anyone forget the gentleman that did the Mona Lisa? And can I name... I can...
Leonardo, no.
Why don't you just name the other two Ninja Turtles?
I didn't put Leonardo, but I don't know his last name. Leonardo da Vinci?
You already said him.
You already said him.
Okay, Michelangelo?
Yeah.
I said that?
Yep.
Raphael?
There you go. And?
Donatello?
Perfect.
Bam.
Oh, done. I didn't actually know they were. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they're all artists.
You didn't think I was going to say Banksy, though, smarty pants.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I thought if I said name five, I thought your guesses in order were going to be Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Splinter.
Yeah, damn it. I should have done that.
That's funny. The Better Business Bureau is putting out a warning against Facebook quizzes. The BBB says a lot of those questions that you're asked on Facebook quizzes, like things like what was the street you used to live on, or what were your first pet's name? Well, obviously, those
security
are some of the
questions.
Same questions yep. used for your passwords.
Whoa,
so do
whoops.
Not take those Facebook quizzes. The BBB says not all Facebook or online quizzes are scams, but most of them are. Don't be idiots.
What was the name of your pet when you were growing up? Okay, I'll enter this. What was the name, what were the last four digits of your social security number when you were 12? Let's see, back when I was 12.
Did you see the bit floating around the internet yesterday, your quarantine alcoholic's name is your first and last name?
That is funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Doesn't beat our guy.
Wait a minute.
Sick bat joke from a week ago. That's still the best quarantine bit so far.
You have a tiny wiener.
That is correct, whatever that is.
And finally, lastly on today's news, before we go into sports with Saucy, and we'll talk to Marnie after this. A new study suggests that people are becoming more naughty online while self-quarantining.
Mm-hmm.
Data from Kairos shows that sexual tweets, including words like nudes, pionios, have jumped over 384%.
Nudes whale.
From March to April.
I've been telling you this.
Sauce, how often do you get sent nudes? You're a single guy. You get sent nudes a lot?
I mean, define a lot.
How often do you get sent nudes by random listeners of this show? Male or female?
Oh, probably daily.
Honestly?
Daily?
Daily?
No. You're getting nudes daily?
Well, yeah, probably.
Are you nuts?
You ain't Sharon?
No, I'm Paul. I'm not Sharon. You know my name.
Come on, Mrs. Osborne.
You're getting... your chicks send you nudes on a daily basis.
Damn
it. On what form? Snapchat? Twitter? Like, where do they send these to you?
I can't give up my secret.
But it's just the...
how am I going to...
It's the site. I'm not asking for your password.
Well, I don't do
or your first pet.
Did they
I don't
use social
do
media or do
Snapchat
they...
anymore?
Don't Why not?
Less.
Yeah,
they're sending you nudes in like your Twitter DM.
Wow.
Every once in a while,
good for you.
Yeah,
atta boy.
I'm not as
way to go, dude.
Much of a monster as you people think.
What's
I
a
am?
Bunch of a boncher?
Yeah, I believe he was on LA or Law and Order for a long time, right?
Yeah, wasn't he Bull? That's a stupid joke.
Oh, good for you. And you don't share with the class?
No.
Why?
I can't believe you.
Terrible.
You're not a friend. Experts say people need to express sexual desires online to create a sense of safety and freedom.
I'm telling you.
So sending nudes to Sauce creates safety and freedom?
Yeah, man. America.
Freezing! Oh, wait.
It's a very, very horny world out there.
Yeah, people are trapped inside. They're horny.
Sauce, how many of these gals that send you
Louis
nudes?
Armstrong song?
How many of these gals that send you nudes are wearing nothing but a wedding ring?
That's a tiger.
Duh.
We go to sports. And Paul Lambert.
Chip Ganassi Racing has fired Kyle Larson after he used a racial slur during a virtual race. So in about 3 days, everything because of what he did, and he rightfully so, is gone. So he was fired from Chip Ganassi Racing. Is that a large team, Hawk?
Giant. Yeah. They were, for the longest time, the Target team.
Oh, wow.
I did a lot of work for them. And, come on.
If they were the Target team, then technically I did a lot of work for them.
Yeah.
Or at least funded multiple races.
I think your wife bought a few of their cars.
Yeah, she owns four of them.
Yeah. Hank Steinbrenner, general partner and co-chairperson of the Yankees, died earlier yesterday. Due to a lengthy illness, everyone says it was not COVID-19. The Chinese Basketball Association has suspended play until July. The Tour de France has been postponed. The Tour de France has not been canceled since 1946 due to World War 2. The PGA Tour will announce this week that it plans to resume its season June 11th through the 14th at the Colonial. Dana White is planning an event on May 9th at a location to be determined. And, Corey, the Browns will unveil their new uniforms today. All proceeds from the sales are going to their Hats Off to Our Heroes Foundation to support COVID-19 relief efforts.
I will not be participating as there is no evidence that charity works.
Good job, Sauce.
Thank you.
Marty Gellner joins the Power Trip Morning Show after this. This is your home for sending Meat Sauce Nudes, the fan.
As you and our community deal with a new way of life,
working from home and social distancing and the continuing question of when will things get back to normal,
we know that one of the things you might be worried about is paying your bills.
We're here to help, and we'd like to redirect your mind to a state of positivity.
We've got up to 12 chances every day for you to text in and win $1,000.
We hope you and your family stay safe. Keep your phone charged and your radio on for the latest on what's happening.
We will be here with everything you need to know and another chance to get your bills paid. Coming up on iHeart.
Good morning, everybody. 7:24. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. We have the lovely and talented Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. We have Corey Cove. We have the, world-renowned...
Snapchatter.
Sports aficionado on with us now, Zach Halverson.
Hi.
And Marty Gellner.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, Marty.
Wow. That was it.
So, Marty.
I was like, oh, I thought I was being introduced four different times there.
No. Turns out, no. I know we've joked about this a lot in the last couple weeks, but I'm going to say it again. Yesterday when you sent out that that tweet about what you would look like if you had a twin brother.
Yeah.
That freaks me out, man.
I almost texted you and I said, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a cry for help.
It does.
I'm like, this is rock bottom for Marnie.
That really freaked me out.
That's just filter fun.
Yeah, but you know what? The reason it freaked me out, I'm not speaking for you, Corey. You know why it freaked me out? I was still attracted to her.
Okay.
I was like, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know.
Anyway, what's new with you, Marnie? Outside of sending, twin tweets.
Growing my stash.
Yep. Oh, right good now. For you.
Good for you.
Yep. Manscaped.com.
careful, Hockey.
Yesterday, I cleaned out the pantry and the Tupperware cabinet. So, kind of tired today. Feel like I...
Big day for you.
Might be a couch day after all that movement yesterday.
Yeah, understood.
Good for you.
Nothing's really new. I mean, Hockey and I were just talking off air about how normal this now seems, which is kind of bizarre and kind of exactly where it should be getting to that point. So what is new is nothing, but no news is good news. I'm always a fan of that. Everybody in my family is healthy. I am continuing to help with distance learning, organize cabinets, do radio shows.
Hmm. Good, 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 good.
Hey, are we going to name this segment? Should I be workshopping something here so I can come in with
what
a little stronger
Matt,
intro?
I really love
no,
that.
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah, if you can come up with something, that'd be great.
Something like Woman Wednesday or something, but Carly has Tuesday, and so that sort of undermines her femininity. I was tossing something around with Hump Day. That didn't go in the right direction.
Probably not, no.
I don't know. Are you're open to it?
Yeah.
Well, see, Marnie, I don't see gender. I just see you as a talented, skilled, broadcaster. So I think to reduce you down to just being a female is not fair to you.
Well, and you saw what a good-looking male I am as well.
Well, that's part of it. See, yeah, I saw actually, right through the mustache and just said, I bet you that dude's a hell of a broadcaster.
I actually blocked
you.
You
are
on,
correct.
I blocked you when I saw that.
Hey, if you're on the couch, what are you watching now then?
Oh, funny. We finished Succession last night.
I got to get into that.
HBO?
The season finale. Yeah, really good show.
Okay.
Really good show. And we finished Ozark on Sunday night.
Loved it, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
Loved it. What a great season. Great show, great season. Characters, Ruthie, I just want to be friends with. I want to be on her good side, but yeah, great.
And again, she is from our show as well, Marnie, don't forget.
Yes, I know she is.
She had a semi-important role in The Americans for a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
It's our gal.
I was listening to a podcast because that's what I do when I go on a power walk by myself. I either go with my neighbor, Erica, or if I'm on my own, I podcast. And what I'm attracted to is Armchair Expert with Kristen Bell's Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of great guests. He's a very good interviewer, and they just talk and talk. Carrie Russell was on with Dax Shepard for, I think it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And they go through her Mickey Mouse Club years. They go through her family. They go through Felicity. And then they get to Americans. And they talk about her, that her name's Julia
Garner.
And yeah, and they talked about her and her character. And I thought of you many times, Corey.
Oh, thanks for reaching out.
A power walk. Yeah.
He
well, you know, I knew
house.
I'd talk to you today on a Wicked Wednesday. No,
Wicked Wednesday.
All right, I'll check that out, though. It's my gal.
How about Marvelous Marnie Wednesdays?
Why don't you just sit this one out?
I'll come up with more names.
That's enough. That's fine.
We'll throw stuff off the wall together, Sus.
Wicked.
We'll get there.
Wild.
Yeah, Carrie, couple minutes with Marnie.
Carrie is my my number one celebrity crush. Marnie, who's yours?
Melissa McCarthy?
Got Hockey? Weird.
No
got
kidding.
Weird in here. I'm not talking about you respect them. I'm talking about legit crush.
Kevin Gore.
Yeah, I know.
Oh! Marnie, anybody else?
Chip Scoggins.
Oh. We got three?
Yeah.
Mike, yo!
That's awkward.
Wow, that's really awkward.
You have a type. God,
it's like you're reading my mind.
Mike, what? Yo!
I was on the radio with Josh Duhamel yesterday. And
I heard that.
On a PA show. Boy, that was a technical cluster.
Yeah, sounds fun.
I think I listened to it. I thought it was great. It just shows how great the communication in this building is that nobody informed Nordo that you can't do the Opal and the telephone at the same time.
That sucks. Somehow I should have told him.
Yeah, somebody should. Yeah, that's not a shot at him. It just,
I think the original plan was Josh was supposed to be Opal. Could you have done Opal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have two links, or two people can call into the same link, connect to the same link?
Yeah. Correct.
Huh. So maybe something went wrong on his end. Yeah, let's put it on him.
So you couldn't hear him, or he couldn't hear you? How did that work? What was the problem?
Both.
Ooh, no.
Both.
Ooh, greasy.
And when I came on, I heard nothing. I was heard complete silence, and then all of a sudden they're like, can you hear me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, we've learned that.
Like, I can't hear.
Yeah, we've learned that this week, Marnie.
Smooth.
If you say, can you guys hear me? Wait for them to answer before you just drop racial slurs, right? We've learned that in NASCAR, that if you're not sure if people can hear you, just assume that they can, just in case they can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And normally that would be my go-to.
Yeah,
just
of course.
Boom, hit it hard.
Yeah, just hit it with the slurs.
Hit it hard with Marnie Gellner.
Let's go back. Oh, don't skirt the question. Who's your celebrity man crush? And Josh Duhamel does not count.
No. I'm not really
Coach Zimmer.
By the way, here's what I'm looking for. I want next level. I'm not just saying hottest dude on the planet, because again, I love Carrie for her looks and respect her abilities. Mm-hmm. I think she's an unbelievable actress who happens to be an absolute smoke show. Who's the total package?
Part of me wants to say Seth Rogen.
What?
And
just so you can win initials again?
There, thank you.
Trent
maybe
Tucker.
Oh, that's sweet.
Getting warmer.
Getting closer.
Probably
Love Val.
Like I have to put some thought into ding ding ding. Yeah. I mean, like a Will Ferrell.
No kidding. Well, you like the funny
I'm
guys.
I'm definitely in the yeah.
You go funny, all right.
I do go funny.
Okay. Just curious. Just wondering.
I maybe next week I could have a better grasp.
Yeah, why don't you take the day off, sit on the couch, no more pantry cleaning.
Yeah, don't clean the pantry.
And
don't block my mojo.
Just think it out.
While you're thinking on that, I know you're interested in this, Marnie, but we have TimberTech bringing us Meat Sauce's NFL draft look.
Thanks, TimberTech.
Thank you, TimberTech.
Rumors are floating around that Tua Tagovailoa may fall out of the top 10. Pro Football Talk reported yesterday that a lot of the teams that would take him are worried that they can't predict how his health is because they can't get their doctors to see him and he might fall out of the top 10. And Mel Kiper had his latest mock draft yesterday. He has the Vikings taking Brandon Ayuk, who is a wide receiver from Arizona State at 22, Jalen Johnson, a cornerback out of Utah, and then at 58, offensive tackle Ezra Cleveland from Boise State at 58. And if you want to hear a full top eight breakdown, I suggest listening to the podcast. Back at 6:20, we had an expert on who broke the whole thing down.
Yeah, he didn't have Tua in the top eight. I was surprised. Yeah. You're talking about Martin Moistu?
Yeah. So if you want to listen back, we had an expert on earlier who broke down the whole thing. But yeah, there's a lot of rumors flying around, and I know it wasn't the best, Corey, but you can at least pretend it was.
No, I thought it was good.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
And so yeah, a lot of stuff floating around. It's going to be a great time, and Nordo and I are going to do something on either Facebook Live tonight or Zoom. More draft talk. It'll be great. We'll post it as soon as it's up.
Well, Lottie freaking done!
Thank you, Timber Tech.
That's right. Hey, Marnie.
Yes.
Since, like, NFL is the only sport you don't work for, you know what I mean, or do work with very much?
Yeah, that's fair.
You consider yourself a fan of the NFL? Is it, like, a sport you can go to just for fun? Yeah.
Oh, yes. I am a huge Vikings fan. Yes. The problem is I don't always get to watch every game because of the amount of times I'm on the road and that hotel – I'm on the road with the Timberwolves and that hotel doesn't have the Vikings game. They have a different NFC game or – you know, there's so many rules on getting an NFL game on, you know, on your iPad or this app or whatever. I get locked out of a lot of them. It's very frustrating, but I would consider myself, yeah, purple and gold all the way.
Do you have to go or can you stick around?
I can stick yeah. and stay.
Sounds like your day is pretty full.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I am eyeballing a hallway closet, but I'll give you guys another segment.
All right, sounds good. All right, Vikings news and more with Marnie Gellner, and more right after this. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
On the dot. Power Trip Morning Show. April 15th. It's a Wednesday. It's a Marnie Wednesday. Until we come up with something more creative, I guess that's what we're going to go with.
I don't want you to just combine Wednesday and Marnie and call it a men's day.
I like that.
I mean, I'd keep workshopping it.
It was better than Sauce's idea.
I'm open to input.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, that's a great point. Let's let the listeners decide.
Sure.
Either at PowerTripKFAN on Twitter or Chris _ hockey, whatever you want to put.
I'm sure it'll be appropriate.
Yeah, let us know what you think we should call Marnie's Wednesday 7:20 to 8 o'clock segment.
Minutes with Marnie?
Let's let the listeners do it.
Marnie Mania? Yeah,
that's Marnie
Gellner's not bad.
Get some Gellner. That's inappropriate.
Well, get you some Gellner.
Oh, she likes
MG
it.
MG and me?
MG and me. No, that's terrible. Cartoon,
well, why don't you come up with something better then?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I can't. I'm on Deadspin. I'm not really listening.
Except to rip me.
Yeah, see?
Oh, Marnie, how are you?
They set my alarm to be on this show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Sauce isn't an idea guy. I won't bore you with the whole thing, but basically the three of us were subjected to a pizza tree fort analogy during the break.
Yeah, but listen,
minds.
It's not dumb.
It's like bringing a pizza to a tree fort. Even worth getting into, but
Changed subjects. I really did.
Right. Hawk was legitimately confused because what does that have to do with anything we're talking about? He's like, I'm just saying, it's like bringing a pizza to a tree fort.
It's not the dumbest sea.
It's not the dumbest sea. Arctic is just dumb.
I would love to have a pizza whilst sitting in a tree fort.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun to me.
What if you could only have one, a pizza or a tree fort?
Pizza.
Oof. Yeah, tree fort.
Wow.
There's a
Step Brothers.
There's a 89th Avenue runs by my house. And there's a fence on both sides, you know, that so you can't see the neighborhoods. But there's one tree that sticks way up above the fence, and there's a little kid that, like, over the last few days has been sitting up there in the tree when I go for my walks, and I know he thinks nobody can see him. It's, you can tell he thinks it's the coolest thing in the world, and I will never look at him. Right. I don't want to ruin it for him because he thinks
he's got a secret lookout.
James Bond, yeah. Man. He just sits there so quiet. He doesn't move the whole time you're walking by, and I'm like, oh, it's the best.
You know what he's doing? He's training to be George McFly.
Is
he's
that, gonna,
he's
is
a
that
future
right?
Peeping Tom.
Oh.
It's how quietly can I sit in this tree? Let's see. Big Papa Pump didn't recognize me.
Right. Yep.
Joe Exotic just walked by me. He didn't see me.
Right.
Now, if I could watch a lady undress, this could be great.
See, I was thinking he was trying to be James Bond.
Nope, he's a future Peeping Tom.
Can you tell what he's eating?
Vikings news.
Hold on.
Presented by
Radco.
Your truck accessories. Well,
if it was pizza in the treehouse, then Sauce's analogy still makes no sense. But at least it would be topical. No.
I hope two of you get chlamydia.
Oh, which two?
You and you.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
Marnie and Zach knew.
We're clean, Marnie.
I'm not even sure who you were talking to.
I don't know.
I can't see.
One of them has to be me. The other three of you are going to fight over the other spot. All right, so Vikings news. Not a ton of Vikings news, but Kirk Cousins did one of those kind of Zoom teleconference calls yesterday with a bunch of people and was asked a bunch of questions about Stephon Diggs, about potentially playing in front of no fans in terms of how he's working out, not with a trainer, not with the team, but by himself. And here's some of those highlights.
Yes, Marnie, here he talks about what it would be like to play in an empty stadium.
I haven't really gone that far. Honestly, we practice every day in an empty, grass area. We pump in fake crowd noise for away games. But more often than not, you're used to, OTA practices don't have a lot of pomp and circumstance to them. So, honestly, to go out and just play the game would kind of be refreshing and breath of fresh air to just know that, we don't have to have all the smoke and the fire. We can just go play football. So as long as we're playing the game, I won't have a lot of complaints. And hopefully, if it's still not returned to normal, hopefully we can find a way to make it work.
I don't get ripping the guy for that.
No, I don't either.
Twitter ripped him. What all the guy's saying is it might be kind of interesting. Right?
Yeah.
And it would be.
That
it
is
would
a
be...
glass half full statement. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's all that is.
Hey, as long as I'm playing, it would be refreshing. It might be... He's not saying, I prefer this. This would be the way I would do it forever.
Screw the fan.
Man.
No, but
he's saying it would be weird. It would be kind of interesting. It would be refreshing. It would be different.
Right.
He's right. It would be very different.
He is, but there's just people who find any reason to rip on.
That's because they just don't like Kirk in general.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if Dak says that, they're like, wow, that's enlightening.
Right. Yeah, it's enlightening.
No,
what a storm.
But I mean, some people are just never happy. It's the equivalent of bringing pizza to a tree fort.
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was listening to it.
What do you think, Marnie, of his comments?
I think that's a guy trying to spin a negative situation into a positive.
Thanks, John
People
Madden.
Need to back off of that.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Amen.
Yeah, here he talks about... replacing Stephon Diggs.
Guys who have, those movement skills don't grow on trees.
Where pizza is.
But you can find other ways to do things. I think, one great example is when we lost Adam last year for, I think it was 6-7 weeks. You watched our offense evolve and suddenly three tight ends were in the game quite a bit. Certainly two tight ends quite a bit. We ran the ball effectively. And we did rely on Stephon quite a bit as kind of the one receiver, if you will. That was after Chad Beebe had gotten hurt, and so a lot of things had changed. So you have to be ready to evolve, and quite frankly, I'm someone who is really a proponent of a two or three tight end offense, of having a fullback in the game, especially when you have C.J. Ham. So there's some things you can do personnel-wise, too, where you can kind of accentuate what you find to be the strengths of your offense and of your roster.
So there you go.
We all think that Diggs and Cousins hate each other?
Yeah, but
I don't know if Cousins hates Diggs, but isn't part of the reason why Diggs wanted out is because he wasn't a huge fan of Cousins?
Yeah, but I think Cousins has shown that he's always going to be the bigger guy.
He's
going to
take the high road for sure.
What do you think, Marty?
I see a guy walking on a road that's a little bit higher than everyone else's.
Interesting. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, I like that.
Always going to be on the high road.
Yeah.
Hey, Marnie, you want to hear something weird?
Do I?
Yeah. So, what you got? And trust me, there's a reason I'm asking you this. So, I was listening to Barbara Walters a bit, and she was talking about...
Oh, remember when Sherry O'Terry would do the...
She was great.
Oh,
Sherry was great at it.
Brilliant. So, Barbara Walters did this podcast with Oprah, and it was really interesting. And this podcast is cool because, believe it or not, it's called Oprah's Masterclass, and she takes herself completely out of it. So, all you hear are the answers to the questions from the person. It's just one long thought process from the person she's interviewing. And some, they're really, really good. And the one with Barbara Walters was really fascinating because she talked about how hard it was for her to get started in the business. And you can only imagine, even back then, I should say, especially back then, how hard it was for a woman to get involved in the news. And how she got there was fascinating. I won't bore you with all that. I encourage you to listen to it. But the one thing she did say was when she first started doing news on ABC with Harry Reasoner, she said she would walk into the office and nobody would talk to her. Harry didn't like her because he didn't want to do news with a woman. There were all these rules about when she could finally ask a question, when she couldn't ask a question, on and on and on. And she just felt beaten down every day. She'd get letters from people and they'd be terrible. And she said one day she got a telegram. Tells you how long ago this was. And she opened it up and it said, "Don't let those bastards beat you." Signed, John Wayne. Right. And she'd never met John Wayne, had no idea but he had sent her this and was like, realized she could see the struggle she was going through. And she said, that just changed everything for me. Did you ever have a moment like that, Marnie?
Oh, yes. My first job as the weekend sports anchor at KXMB TV 12 in Bismarck, your eye on Dakota. I was maybe just a few weeks into it, and I think I might have been the first woman to do sports in, for sure, in Bismarck, maybe the state.
Hmm.
Not entirely sure. There's no real research department on that. And I just
let's just go with it.
A Sunday night sportscast, and somebody called, and the phone just rings in the newsroom. I don't have my own line or anything. Didn't have my own line. And so I just picked it up. I'm getting my stuff ready to go. And I just said, KXMB TV 12, can I help you? And there was a person on the other line who said, can somebody please tell the girl that just did the sports? And I was like, oh, here it comes. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm doing such a great job. No, I thought it was going to be like, God, what? She's my idol. And oh, no, it was. And this was a woman on the phone. I could not believe it. It was like a maybe 70-year-old woman. And she said, please tell that girl that does the sports that she makes me physically nauseous. I can't stand her. I can't stand to look at her. I can't stand to talk to her. Then she just went on this rant, and I did not honestly say a word. And the last thing she said was, "There, women have no business talking about sports." And she hung up.
Wow.
True, 100% true story.
Think about being so brainwashed for your entire life that you're a female, and you think that, right? That lady had been beaten. She had been beaten down mentally her entire life and always told that she was not allowed to think that way. So even at the end of her life, you said to someone like she was older, she was going to die thinking that women have no place being where men are.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And this was 1996, not 1956.
Wow.
Wow, man.
96.
So was that the first time you realized Rosen could do impressions of ladies' voices?
Yeah, I didn't know his talent.
And think about it. At that point in 96, we had already gotten equal pay, men and women. Like, everything had been worked out by that point.
Was perfect.
Yeah. Title IX was 20 years old.
Right. Crazy.
No, and I wish I would have had the either the guts or just, I was not in the mental state for that at all because people had been like patting me on the back and like, wow, you're, you know, blazing trails and whatever. I was not getting a big head, but I was feeling like, oh, right, I'm doing something. That shot me down for so long. You have no idea how I will never forget that. I wish I could have said or had the foresight to think and say, ma'am, I hope you don't have any daughters, granddaughters, nieces. Because to think like someone like that is an influential figure in any female's life, I don't even care if it's about sports. Do you also think if you have a daughter, she better be a nurse and not a doctor?
Right.
Or just a stay-at-home mother, right? Just stay at home and never leave the house. Yeah. Just cook and clean all day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And
think about that. You had to accidentally answer the phone, right? Now, if you're a woman trying to do something that's groundbreaking, you have to put up with nonstop dumps on Twitter. Like, you're this, you're that. Round the clock. So you either have to get off of social media completely or just ignore it. Right? And that was...
Yeah, just think of the time that it took for this woman to go to the phone book and actually look up the number and then dial it.
No, she had to ask her husband, is she allowed to open the phone book?
Right point. Well,
because it's
like, well, it's Sunday. It's your day.
Well, I'm hoping
Sunday afternoon.
I'm hoping that you have another side of that story at some point, where somebody actually came in and said, "Don't let him get you down." Right? You had that as well.
Yeah. Is John Wayne still alive or no?
No. In my heart.
Yeah, he's long dead.
Wasn't John Wayne kind of like a?
That's why I was.
Wasn't he the greatest guy in the world too? Like, wasn't he the?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he was kind of the manliest man.
Yeah, but wasn't he kind of an ornery dude? Like, he doesn't seem like a feminist to me. Right, he doesn't seem like somebody that would go out of his way to support a woman doing something new. But
he's married three times.
That doesn't make him bad.
Well, I will have to. He is my dad's all-time favorite. My dad has seen every John Wayne movie. When he comes to our house, we have one of the talking remotes. He just presses the button and goes, John Wayne.
Yeah, we actually have John Wayne here to talk to you and tell you how great you are.
Seriously?
I've seen zero, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't
either. Zero John Wayne movies.
Yeah, John Wayne's actually here.
Marnie.
We can't hear you. It sounds like you're eating pizza in a tree fort.
I can't help it. I'm dead. It's hard to talk from heaven and stuff.
Do you have any words of encouragement for me, John?
Eat your wieners.
What?
Wieners?
Eat my wieners?
I think it was Wheaties with a southern accent.
I'm sorry, I don't do a John Wayne. I apologize. I do a lot of different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
at some point, will you tell us a good story about somebody who had your back?
Yeah, I'll hopefully something will happen here in the next couple of years, and I'll be able to give you one.
Okay, well, I'll leave you a message later as an old lady. can I give you one possible name for this segment?
Oh, no. Yeah, what do you have?
And I hope this is not offensive to you. I don't think it is. 40 with Shorty, because you're on for 40 minutes.
40 minutes? And I'm 5'3".
Right.
No, I'm 5'4", actually.
Are you really?
Yeah. Wow. 5'4". Fowdy was shouty. Okay.
Thanks, Michael Scott.
Yeah, thanks. I think you changed it.
And, I mean, shorty is a term of affection,
It
too.
Certainly is.
Yeah, like shouty, my boo. That might work.
Are people going to get confused that that's a new Chris Hockey 40-minute podcast, though?
Or his new line of malt liquor.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We have a lot of time.
This virus is going nowhere. Crap, this is going to lock me in for two segments every time.
It certainly is, yeah. Right, it definitely is. Yeah, that's kind of my angle there.
Now, if I'm going to set an alarm, I might as well get up and do it, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah!
Well said.
Somebody else said, hell yeah, I want to listen with Marnie Gellner. Which is a good one. I like that.
Oh, that was good, yeah. Right. Yeah, that happened.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, see you next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Till we get a better name for it.
Yeah.
Shouty out. Guys,
bye,
Shouty.
Fan 5 is next. The 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show. Zach Halverson's here. Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Coben. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Mark Rosen's appearance on The Fan this morning, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealers. This is the Power Trip.
The Fan.
Here we are. It's the 8 o'clock hour already. The Wednesday edition of the Power Trip Morning Show. We had draft talk early this morning at 6:20 with Martin Moistchew. We had Marnie Gellner on for 40 minutes. 40 with Shorty. And now, we got nothing left. Actually, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, Rosie's not in. Zach, it's up to you.
All right. Let's do this.
I like this tune.
This is a great song.
Bang. Sports
time. It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thank you, Builders. Thank you, Remodelers. Thank you, Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
Yeah, thank you.
Dana White of the UFC says he is building out a major card slated for May 9th. So this weekend was supposed to be UFC 249 on Fight Island. Mm-hmm. Disney and ESPN Island. Told him to skip it and don't do it. So the UFC then announced after that they were going to basically suspend all events moving forward. Well, now he's saying forget that. Let's see if we can get this thing done on May 9th. A location to be determined. I believe the May 9th fight originally was supposed to be in Rio, but that ain't going to happen. Hmm. So he doesn't, or at least he hasn't, announced where the May 9th fight is going to be. But Dana is just dead set on being the first sport back.
Yep.
Wants to be the guy that says, I was the first one back.
Yeah.
And there's something to that. Think of the value of having a sport live now. Everybody should be trying to rush back the way, doing it correctly, but doing it right.
Great point.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and that's...
Dana's trying to do it.
Yeah, that's why I think the news broke last night, or is going to be announced, you know, officially by the PGA, is they're going to be back June 11th. They think that that could maybe, other than UFC, that might be one of the first sports back.
Oh, that's a thing. Bronco star Von Miller got a tattoo right above his crotch says Sackmaster.
That's because you're a using whore.
Can I ask a question?
Whoa. Come on, Mel.
Mel, can I ask a question?
Go.
Mel Wayne, yeah.
That's my name. Like, I do a lot of dumb things, okay? I'm not very smart. Hey, Dolly Parton. Yeah, I mean, I just don't do good. I don't do smart things, right?
Hmm.
I barely graduated high school.
Yeah.
I can't really speak a full sentence without getting made fun of on this.
That's right.
The show. I'm a 37-year-old who is literally just a court jester.
Yeah.
Why would you ever get Sackmaster above your pooiness? Why would you ever do that?
I don't know.
Like, Von Miller is sweet. I hope
he's the Sackmaster.
I hope it's a bit. It's got to be a bit.
Hmm.
I don't know. Looks legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, yeah.
Be a weird delayed April Fool's Day prank two weeks later.
And a painful.
Yeah. Who knows?
Prank.
NASCAR's Kyle Larson was fired from Chip Ganassi Racing after he said a racial slur over the weekend at one of those virtual racing bits, the live-streamed iRacing. He's 27 years old, 6 career cup wins, finished a career best 6th last season in the standings. He gone.
Good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck, dude.
Yeah.
Might want to cut back on the N-word.
Yeah. Real bad.
Like, yeah. Down to 0 would be the right number.
Yeah, how about you never say it again?
Probably a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
No, never.
Sorry. I'm sorry about your career.
Well, yeah, it's your fault, dude.
Yeah.
Here's some money.
No, it's the opposite. People are taking money from Kyle Larson. Again, some people are estimating this is an 8-figure mistake.
When you're older, you'll understand.
I won't.
No.
Old people probably are defending him right now.
Yeah.
A lot of old people are like,
what's wrong with Kyle?
Yeah.
He's doing his best. The rest of us are moving on with Kyle.
Yep. Yeah. Correct.
Sorry about your career.
Yeah.
I've had enough of you, you sour old hag.
That's how I feel.
Yep. Yeah, same. He can go to hell.
Yep. Okay. And I didn't know his name at all until about 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of him.
Either did I.
Right.
Hmm.
Dak Prescott is defending his party from the weekend. TMZ reported that he had a party of about 30 people at his house, including Ezekiel Elliott. Dak admitted having a dinner of fewer than 10 people. TMZ has photos and disagrees.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Well, agree to disagree.
And then Dak released a big statement saying, I understand the situation and I respect everybody's desire to do this correctly.
Yeah. Let's do this so we can do things in 6 months. Let's stay home so we can do things in 2 months or however long it will be.
I've had enough of you.
Got it? Yeah, I know you have. But stay home to...
Stay home to...
No.
Yeah, I mean, don't go anywhere. Draft pick.
Yeah, guy. Don't go anywhere. But, like, you know, we want to do stuff. So, how about you stay home now so we can party later?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well said.
No, it wasn't very well said, but I'm just, okay, like, what? Okay.
I gay? No, I said, careful, dude. Okay. Kyle Larson just got fired for
a slur. I said, okay.
It's cool, man. You just randomly said, I gay. I thought it was like a new Will Smith
rule. I thought it was a new phone.
Yeah, Apple released it.
Oh, boy.
The rest of tonight's round of 32.
Whoa.
What?
I don't know.
What was that?
What the hell was that?
It was supposed to be a drop.
Sounded like I wrestled tonight's round of 32? Yeah. What?
Play it.
No.
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to play it. I don't know what it actually is, but yeah. It was supposed to be a Jeopardy drop.
Oh. Hmm. Somebody recorded over it with...
Oh, yeah. We got a gopher in the finals, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Some dude from the U made the finals.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Good. Good for him, man.
Dumb question, but is the finals three, or is it one of those rotating bits where multiple people and multiple shows make the, quote, finals? Or the finals three people?
I don't know.
Don't know how that works in those Jeopardy tournaments.
Right? Don't know.
Is it like a round-robin final, or are we talking one of the final three? Either way, good luck to them.
Yeah, these are questions I don't know the answer.
Yeah. Oh, here.
We don't know any questions.
Yeah, I got it.
Answers
I
know
the
Jeopardy.
Questions.
The 2020 college champion. Today's final answer. No, it's not.
What are you doing?
No, I'm telling you.
I know. But
I clicked on the part that said. You guys are just mean.
No. I'm waiting to hear what you're saying.
You had it.
I thought, literally waiting.
I thought I did, but I don't. Oh, here. Right here. April 11th. Yep. College semifinals. We got down from 15 to 9. It's time for the semifinals in this year's college championship. The semifinals have been announced, which means this is just some.
Oh, my gosh. Can I?
Yeah, would you help us out?
The University of Indiana has qualified. The University of Minnesota has qualified. Match three is today, I guess. And then the finals are in the future.
So it is three.
Hmm.
Yeah. Indiana and Minnesota are two of the three.
Correct.
All right. Cool.
There you go. Way to go, Zach.
Yeah, nice job, Zach. So that means...
Doesn't it feel good to get a Jeopardy question right? Isn't that a weird feeling?
I love that, man.
I always go with like one of the hundreds right.
Is that what it feels like to get an initials item correct?
No.
Like in your car? You're like, I got it before the entire power trip.
Well, Jeopardy's way cooler.
Let me tell you...
Not according to Kickstarter.
One of the things that I forgot to...
You can get it on Kickstarter?
Yeah, right now, Kickstarter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
One of the things I forgot to report in my review of the movie last week was the funny little bit that the girl's dad, who's the pool guy.
Kevin Pollak.
Yeah. Was always watching Jeopardy and never got one of the answers right. Yeah. Not one time.
It's such a great bit.
It's a great little bit that nobody ever mentions.
And he almost never looks up at the TV. He's got his head buried in some work. He's doing something else. And what is such and such? And it's never right.
Never even close to right. And he never acknowledges
what is Picasso?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, very funny.
Kevin Pollak, man.
Yeah.
He's funny, dude. He's a great actor.
Did we ever get your total rating of that movie? What did you score
it? Did you give it a 7?
I gave it 7.5, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, small poop is stank.
That's right.
All right, we'll go through headlines. We'll do some other random garbage before we get out of here at 9 o'clock. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Listen to The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show at 8:18.
Duh.
Guys. Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. A British woman is in a long-term relationship with a 92-year-old.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Good for her.
German.
A 92-year-old German? Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
A 92-year-old German chandelier.
What?
That's right. She's been told that her attraction to historic light fittings is not considered to be a protected sexual orientation. She disagrees. She wants to ride that chandelier.
She wants to swing from the chandelier. Every time I hear this song now, I just picture Natalie Portman jumping off a pier going, "What would you do for love?"
Yeah.
Cologne commercials make no sense.
You got to read the third to last paragraph.
God, I love that part. The press regulator Ipsos made the ruling after Amanda Liberty, a woman from Leeds in her mid-30s, complained about an article in The Sun mocking her and her public decoration for Lumiere, the intricate lamp
she
that she owns.
The Lumineers.
Yes, she does. Here she is.
I'm in love with chandeliers, and I'm making a commitment to my favourite one, Lumiere. I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago when I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me, and I just had to have her. And from then, my love for them has blossomed into something.
Guest, be our guest, we'll put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or good.
Liberty identifies as an objectum sexual. An individual who's attracted to objects. She also raised concerns about the accuracy of the newspaper's reporting after the article referred to her being married to the chandelier. She pointed out she's in a relationship, but they're not married yet.
Dirty!
Want to rush into things.
Right. Man, this guy, he sounds sexy. You know who that is, by the way, singing that?
Could you play it again?
Yeah.
Mademoiselle, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our
big time actor?
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Still or in the 90s?
No longer with us.
No longer with us.
Just lately, by the way, no longer with us.
Why, we only live to serve.
Oh. Try the grace. I got it.
Who is it? Don't believe me.
Carol Baskin's ex-husband?
No.
Robert.
Bigger than that?
It's bigger than that, believe it or not. It is Jerry Orbach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my God. Honestly, if I would have guessed Jerry Orbach, somebody should have just shot me.
No, no. I'm surprised you didn't. That's the kind of thing you would do.
Now you can hear
it. You can hear that. Absolutely, Tim.
We invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
You can't.
Would have never guessed.
Really?
I still can't.
That's the
really
kind of thing
hear.
That
now
I you that can hear you it. Get.
Yeah, and with the accent, I can't. Right now. I can't hear it.
The Sun also point.
I don't know him well enough. Like outside of watching him do an abortion on Dirty Dancing,
right?
I'm not super familiar with Jerry Orbach's career. Right. I didn't watch. Was it Law and Order?
He kills it in that show.
Never watched.
That show is so good, Hugs.
So good.
He died 16 years ago.
Yes. Well,
so again, was it really?
Yeah, 2004.
Oh, geez,
Jerry Orbach's the kind of person that would have told Marnie not to do the sports, right? Because he wanted to put baby in the corner.
Yeah, but he just
Johnny
wanted...
Castle said nobody puts baby in a corner.
Did you see the snake that Patrick Swayze was smuggling into that camp? Of course he wanted to keep his daughter away from him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't blame him a bit. I put baby and mommy in the corner. Every female, get in the corner away from that thing.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
That's right.
Hide your husband.
Yeah, true. Well, Jerry, whatever you like.
Great point.
The newspaper said that since Liberty had previously exercised her freedom of expression in speaking about a relationship, people were they were allowed to comment on it. That's the third paragraph. Is that the one you want me to read?
I don't know.
No, sorry, just the one where you said it about how she was mad that they mocked her relationship, implied she was crazy, and that they said that she was married. She said, we're just engaged.
Yeah, they're not married yet.
Yeah, let's not be insane.
Yeah, don't be mean.
But they are engaged.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question that I'm going to ask? And Paul, I'm looking at you specifically. I would not like you to answer this.
Why?
I just want to ask it. So it's rhetorical, but I want everybody to answer in their own minds to themselves.
Sure.
Including you, even though I know there's a radio show and we're supposed to talk.
Yeah.
Answer it just to yourself.
Okay.
If this is a sexual relationship, got it? That was, by the way, that was, if this is a sexual relationship, ... question mark.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Then, I mean.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Right. My guess is she's doing burpees. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Let's just say
the chandelier's on the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, she can't fly.
Kind of hot.
Jesus, Zach.
You gotta unplug it first, right?
Maybe that's...
Well, it's a 92-year-old German one. My guess is it's just actual candles.
Oh, boy.
It's not a. It's not one with a light fixture.
Yeah,
it's not like electricity.
Good point.
I mean, it could be, but my guess is it's actual candles.
Get to light it up, then.
This is a top 10 song of all time.
Damn it! It's maybe my favorite female vocal performance of all
time.
This
is so good.
This is definitely the wedding song.
And you?
I don't know if this is. I think this is too ironic.
One, two, three, one, two, three, stink.
The people at the wedding hear this. Oh, my God, Hockey.
One, two, like, this is sauce. Ready? One, two, three, stink.
One, two, three, stink. I'm ready. You learned how to count.
That's how, like, since Homer Simpson has eight fingers, that's how Homer counts.
You guys are just mean.
I don't know what you're talking about. You told us you loved it.
Yeah, you're the one who said it.
Yeah.
Sure. You guys are mean about it.
No, I was just singing your little song for you. Here she goes.
Oh. I love you.
Just brilliant.
I'd run into fire for her when she does that.
We should redo that Natalie Portman commercial. I can't stop thinking about it when I hear this song. We should have you jump off a pier this summer.
Sure,
As long as he's sitting in the corner going, one, two, three, stink. With this
pink. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do it. I get it. I'm
and
a joke.
You, what would you do without a glove?
And then just show your pink. Yeah.
Please wash your hands.
Yeah. How did you get double pink eye, Paul?
Dirty bitch! Yeah, that's what you are.
I'm a dirty bitch?
I mean,
maybe. Okay.
So good.
Headlines?
People are into chandeliers.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah. Whatever.
Now it's time for headlines.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of food-related headlines today.
Ooh, perfect.
I'm starving.
Accidental free advertising. Oreo is releasing limited edition tiramisu flavors.
Yuck.
I've never had that, so I don't know what the flavor is. What does it taste
like? It's like a chocolate mousse kind of thing.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's got kind of a liquor taste to it, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
it
right?
Depends on who you have it with.
Coffee flavor.
Yeah, if I have it with you, it doesn't have it.
That sounds good. What the hell's wrong with that? I might have to try that.
Yeah, just normal Oreos.
I'm surprised you drink...
Bubble stuff.
I'm surprised you drink whiskey.
Why?
Because I know you're not into liquor.
I almost swore at you. Stop with these stupid rumors. I do all that.
So wait... Oreo tiramisu flavor? You'd eat that?
Yeah.
My sources say.
My sources say.
Frosted flakes with Lucky Charm style marshmallows are coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'd eat that.
Little John, Tommy.
Okay. You've lost your mind. Okay.
This is one of those perfect moments for Sauce's theory about cigarettes being a cool accessory, right?
I told you.
You got the meaning Mad Men style, and the boss is sitting there smoking a cigarette. Somebody's like, what if we just make the Lucky Charms marshmallows bigger? I don't like that. I need something fatter. Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes? Printed.
Yeah, right. You don't even... Then you just kind of slowly ash your cigarette. Take one long draw.
Put it where?
Ash.
That's going to burn you. One, two, three, stink.
Yeah, it would be one, two, three, one, two, need a, what's it called? A skin graft. But.
Yeah, but.
I'm don't. You'd say.
You say.
Your name's Lisa Loeb.
No, listen.
You haven't said anything. You're just doing clips.
What? I thought I don't do that.
Clips with a P.
Never mind. An idea, and it's just dumb. Yeah.
Apparently, flamingos have best friends.
Oh. Yeah, they have something in common that you don't have.
They have something in common that you don't have. A news van was stolen in Atlanta yesterday morning with a reporter inside of it. I'm laughing because she's okay, even though the car thief got a call from the police and they got into a police chase. But I don't think the person realized she was in there, but stole a van and the gal's in the back.
I think you're wrong. I think that lady from North Dakota really hates women on the news.
Yeah.
The newest dating term is getting zumped.
Mm.
And that is not being humped by Billy Zane. It's when you get dumped on Zoom.
Or the zonky.
You get dumped on Zoom.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, I guess.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. I don't really think this is a thing, right? I'm sure people get dumped on FaceTime, but are people really going to Zoom just to break up? Has that happened even? I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but is it really a thing? Getting zumped? More like getting zired, right? Like,
yeah,
we're going to let you go. But I wanted to do it face-to-face, but we can't do that because of social distancing. So we're going to go ahead and get a Zoom call going, and you're fired. That's more likely than breaking up with somebody.
Right.
You know? Anyway. A lot of Billy Zane references on the show this week.
That's so weird. It's been out of nowhere, yeah. Right. All right.
All right, that'll basically do it.
I've got a million things before we come back, but did you guys see the list of the most played songs of the 2010s?
No, but I can't wait.
Well, I did, and I was not surprised by number one.
I wasn't either, but I was a little surprised by number three. Oh, well. We'll find out when we come back.
All right.
Hey, it's Chris Hockey. I don't want to go away yet. I want to talk to you a little bit more about Builders and Remodelers at buildersandremodelers.com because, again, these are my friends, and they've done great work for me. If you came to my house and you looked at my front door, you'd be like, sweet front door, and I'd be like, thank you. Builders and Remodelers did that. They did the front and the back door. They did a great job. And, by the way, if you need roofing, you need siding, you need brand-new windows. By the way, great time to get brand-new windows from Builders and Remodelers. Right now, you buy one, you get one 50% off. And those are not just windows. Those are the Elements by Soft Light windows. They are the exclusive provider of Builders and Remodelers is for Elements by Soft Light, the most energy efficient replacement vinyl windows made in North America. So if you're going to get windows, get really good windows. You don't want to have to get them again soon. And Builders and Remodelers will put them in right. They got experts to do it for you. They've been doing it for over 60 years. And how about this? An A-plus rating by their Better Business Bureau. That is Builders and Remodelers at buildersandremodelers.com. So again, if you need a roof, siding, you need a new deck, you need windows, you need doors, whatever you need done, please check out Builders and Remodelers at buildersandremodelers.com. Tell them thank you for supporting the Power Trip. Buildersandremodelers.com.
We continue to help pay your bills. Weekdays on the Fan.
Hi, I'm Jeff from Chaska, and I just won $1,000 listening to KFAM.
Keep listening for your chance to have your bills paid on FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
KFAN, Total
Fan.
Welcome back to the Patrick Morning Show. You may have heard, by the way, over the last week and a half, me talking on the commercials about cultivated CBD. And if you've thought about taking CBD, if you've thought about trying it, you've seen it everywhere. You've heard a million people saying it does this for me, it does that for me. May I encourage you to check out a podcast I did with Anthony, one of the owners of Cultivated CBD, my preferred brand, about all things CBD. It's not specifically about Cultivated as a brand. It's about CBD. So if you have questions you've always wanted answered, please check out the podcast. I just retweeted it. It's from the Power Trip account, but it's an hour-long podcast about all things CBD and marijuana and hemp and all the questions you've had, why there was a prohibition, how it came about, and how that's changing right now. And I'll tell you, it's really, really helped me. CBD has helped me immensely. So I encourage you to check that out. And thank you to my friends at Cultivated CBD. Welcome back to the Patrick Morning Show. It's 8:39. Corey and Sauce.
Thank you for your honesty.
You're very welcome. Comedian Amy Schumer had to officially change her baby's name after she conceded that it sounded too much like a filthy phrase. The baby's name, born in 2019, was Jean Attell Fisher. Of course, middle name for Dave Attell, a very close friend. She realized Genital Fisher sounds like Genital Fisher, changed his middle name to David instead. Jean Attell Fisher. Genital Fisher.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
Sauce, have you caught your limit this week? Do you do one of those catch and release bits?
Yeah, I think I've caught my limit.
Oh, look at you. Congratulations.
You're very welcome.
Anybody send you nudes in the last hour?
Maybe.
Somebody over there has been fishing for some and hadn't gotten a single one. Yeah, sorry, Zach.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. What kind of, who do you want nudes from?
You have a tiny wiener.
Oh, well, then I can't send them.
Again, we'll get to the songs in just a moment, but a couple of things I need to clean up that will be too old for you tomorrow. This dude in Indiana got his stimulus check, and it was a little more than he expected.
Once I withdraw $200 out of my account, I looked at the available balance that was still left in my account, and apparently my account had $8.2 million in it. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I ran the card again, and again, $8.2 million. I was like, man, something's up with this.
I said, hey, what kind of truck you buying me?
Yeah, they accidentally gave him $8.2 million.
Marty Bird?
Yeah, right. Yeah, watch this for me. Some good news from Dr. Fauci.
If you look at the New York metropolitan area as kind of the prototype that's been driving this through the country, and then look at the country as a whole, there's no doubt what we've seen over the last several days is a flattening out, and even when you get to New York, it's actually starting to come down regarding admissions, hospitalizations, needs for intensive care and intubation. Hopefully that trend will continue. So, as I say, I'm a very cautious person, but we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel.
Good news.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Good to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you think he could cover Nirvana better than
Will you play that, I guess?
This is Puddle of Mud, live at the SXM Studios, covering about a girl from Nirvana. This is not a joke, by the way. This is true. And say what you will. Puddle of Mud, everybody.
I need an easy friend. I deal with the head to hand. I deal. Thank you. Fit this too. I deal. But you have a clue. Take it and it's wrong. You hang me.
Yeah, I mean, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir. Okay.
That sounds like something where I would say, I got a really good idea, here it is, and then I'd present it, and you'd be like, you didn't even try. Is he, like, does he, the second he opens his mouth, he has to go, oh boy, I'm in huge trouble, right? Or does he 100%. Think that's good?
No, I would guess he you know, like we talked about it when we played it earlier today, I got to believe that they talked about doing it but didn't rehearse it. And then they did it, and he was like, after that first line, he's thinking to himself, I'm in trouble here.
By about the third line, it sounds like he's crying because he realizes how bad it is.
Yeah,
it's hideous.
It does sound like Bobcat Goldthwait's the new lead singer.
Yeah,
Puddle of Mud. I would prefer to listen to Bobcat.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing. I think idiots on radio shows all over the world are playing that now. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, can't believe. Yeah.
The 2010s so far were much better than the 2020s.
Sure.
Let's take a look back at the most played songs of the 2010s, at least in the UK. I would guess it's pretty much the same here, but maybe not. I don't know. I guess it does say mostly worldwide hits, so it does kind of work here too. Number 10.
Great tune.
Sex on Fire. Kings of Leon.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
Great song.
And they were huge for about a three-year stretch.
Yeah.
Super huge.
It's a dirty song.
Yeah.
This and Use Somebody. Great tunes. Number 9, most played song of the 2010s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great song.
I completely forgot about this song.
The unedited version's way better.
See you trying
but you can't play it on the radio.
You should hear Wes Stanley from Puddle of Mud sing this.
CeeLo Green and Forget You.
Great song.
Ain't that some? Yep. Number nine. That was number nine. Number eight.
Oh, great song.
Counting Stars.
Yes.
By One Republic.
So good.
Is this a weird version of this song? Or is this the right version?
Extended intro.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
These lines.
Yeah, it's all right.
Across the line in my face is fashion signs.
What year did you graduate high school there?
13.
Yeah, this is the year you graduated high school.
Oh, yeah.
So that's no shock. You like this one, Zach?
What you told?
What?
Number seven.
Where's your toe?
Yeah, where is your toe?
It's right here.
It's right by your pinky.
Yep.
I can't believe this isn't higher.
Yeah. Bruno Mars.
Everywhere.
Mark Ronson. It's gonna get you.
The Party Zone version.
Oh, is it really?
This is that go. Ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good
this is
girls,
a giant hit.
Silent, holds up. Living it up
in the city. Got yeah, so far I've liked every one of these songs.
Yeah. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Hot damn.
Yeah. I wish I could say that about myself.
Number six.
Again. Oh.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
I got a feeling.
This song's terrible.
This song is great.
Oh, man.
Is it just because it's burnt out, or did you not like the song?
I just never liked it.
Really? I love this tune, man.
I got a feeling. Got a feeling. That tonight's
gonna be a good night. You didn't like this either, Cor?
That tonight's gonna be. I like it more than Sauce does.
Gosh, I remember.
Good. Oh. Number five.
No one cares what you were fiend to.
Number five.
JT, right?
Well, JT.
Yeah, this is a good
thing. Can't stop the feeling. This from is 2016.
Branch and Poppy.
And Trolls. Wow.
How's that right? Is this from Trolls?
Yeah, it's the end.
How bad is that world tour movie?
Haven't seen it.
I maybe have seen. Maybe I've seen Trolls. I'm not sure that I have.
Good. First one's good.
Man, most of these songs are just happy songs.
Yeah.
You know. Like this one.
Yeah, this is great. Got way too overplayed though.
Number four, Daft Punk, Pharrell, and Nile Rodgers, and Get Lucky.
This sounds like about 30 Jamiroquai songs, yeah. Which is why I love it.
I think this is this record was one of the reasons that a band in Europe got its record deal pulled because they took pictures of Daft Punk at like a launch party and they got in huge trouble because no one's supposed to know what they look like.
I'm not anti-Pharrell. I like Pharrell, but I'd rather have JK from Jamiroquai singing it.
Yeah, or just have the beat. The beat's great. Daft Punk, whale.
Number three is the only one I really don't agree with, but I mean, you can't argue it. These are the most played songs. I'm just not a huge fan of this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Yeah, I mostly agree.
Yeah.
I don't like that song at all.
I never knew that was Christina Aguilera back there until today.
Yeah, they played the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just...
Yep. Number two is a great song. And these are the most played songs of the 2010s. We could have had it all. Oh.
One of the coolest concerts I've ever seen. She's unbelievably good.
She had like five or six songs like in rotation on the radio.
Yeah.
In the early 2010s.
She's unbelievable.
So amazing.
Good. Yeah.
And the number one most played song of the 2010s.
Please be the throat, guys.
Did you already see the list?
Sorry. What is it?
I can't believe you stepped on my touchdown comment. Yeah, that was the number one. I mean,
sorry, man.
Actually, no. Number one most played song of the 2010s.
It's a late entry, but yeah, it's going to be the number one song of the next decade. Yeah,
right.
This is our prom song.
Yep.
Yeah. This, if there was a prom,
what a great bit. Slow dance and I saw a tiger.
Ben would hate it, but it would be...
Ben would hate it and tell everyone else to hate it. And then ridicule you for hating it or liking it. He's going to punch me.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah, it's, I deserve it.
Did you say something about Erykah Badu?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you? And the number one, actually, true song of 2010. Wasn't this a cartoon song as well?
Despicable Me.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Just Daft Punk, too.
It's Pharrell.
It's Pharrell.
With Daft Punk?
No.
Oh.
No, just him.
Listen.
Again, a lot of these songs are very happy songs.
Yeah, it was a... That was a great time period.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
most of these songs are from movies. Sex on Fire was from Frozen.
Yep. Yeah. The Throat song was from the movie... I can't say it because it'll sound dirty. For me, but...
Show's almost over. Don't worry about it, baby.
No, it's a good... It would be a good joke, but...
Yeah. It's good to be the big...
Hold on.
It's good to be as a big joke.
Chef Boyardee over there is cracking one-liners.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, this would be...
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. The show's almost over. Just
come on. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay. Tell me when you're ready.
All right. We're waiting. Well, tonight on the big interview with Dan Rather...
Are you ready?
Huey Lewis, 7 o'clock on
Access. Will the news be there?
Nope, just Huey. He's a very interesting guy, by the way. A really interesting story, in all seriousness.
Ready?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Here with something that he thinks is funny is the fans Paul Meatsauce Maverick.
That Throat song's the guy. Dang it! Try it again.
Hold on.
Play the Throat song.
Sometimes the Tasmanian devil jumps out of you. That throat guy.
And now here with the 10 number 2 of a funny bit that Sauce thinks is hilarious is the band's Paul Lambert.
This song's about the movie and all the President's Men because this was their source for Woodward and Bernstein. Because they called him Deep Throat.
The movie and all the President's Men.
A lame attempt at humor. Swing and a miss.
Funnier the first time.
Will Forte and Nikki Glaser. Are on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Tonight, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, 9 o'clock on ABC. And What We Do in the Shadows, second season premiere tonight, 9 o'clock on FX, gave 2 more episodes a chance yesterday.
And?
I will say this, because everybody that is emailing me and texting me is telling me to stick with it, I'm going to love it. I don't love it yet.
Yeah, Power Trip quotes, didn't he say we'd all love it?
Yeah. And I think part of the reason I'm not loving it is because there's a lot of characters... And I don't know hardly anything about any of them and because they're only half-hour episodes. I think if they were longer episodes, I'd have got to know more about them. But there's some funny moments, don't get me wrong, and I think it's a clever idea. I'm not invested yet, but I'm gonna go through the entire first season. I believe in our Power Trip listeners, so I'm going to stick with it.
Greasy.
I'll give you a full report.
I love it.
Thank you. That's tonight on FX.
All right, Sauce, you and I are going to be back on this station in about 20 minutes to play the Stump the Sports Snob game.
Yeah, UPA will win, yep.
And then we're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9, with Thursday. So, Tommy.
That's right. That's right.
We expect Mark Rosen back.
That's right.
All that jazz and so much more. Then initials on Friday. This has been the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. See you tomorrow.
Everybody have a wonderful day. The song goes out to my family. Anywhere. See you tomorrow. Everybody loves you. Bye-bye.
KFAN, total.